This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
School Wrestling Tournament, high above the mats and in high fidelity. It's from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. Joe Sinclair, Coach Kevin Cochran, Jason Summers going to start you off today with some 1A action. Joe Sinclair, got to ask you, buddy, did you wear your running shoes to bed last night so you could sleep fast?
Absolutely. Slept fast last night, a late night here at the Wells Fargo Arena for the opening round of the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Got a couple of Southern Iowa schools in top 10 positions with Eddyville, Blakesburg, and the Albia Blue Demons. We're joined in the broadcast booth right now by Coach Kevin Cochran from the Ottumwa Bulldogs. He's got Carson Van Velser going to compete here in a couple hours for the 138-pound match. He's got a great match there, doesn't he, Coach Cochran? Carson Van Velser at 138. All right, we'll get you hooked up there, mic'd up there, Coach Kevin Cochran. But it has been a great tournament thus far, folks. We've been bringing it to you live here on 96.7 KIIC. We've got the live stream going for you on KIICradio.com. The folks at the Jock radio station here in Des Moines have enjoyed being listening in. And we've also got that fabulous Thunderbolt app available for iPhones and smartphones on KIICradio.com. And I think we got Coach Cochran mic'd up now. Coach Cochran, tell us about the format here that we're going to have today, what we're going to follow as we're getting underway here with Class 1A.
Yeah, we're going to have Cochran right off the
We should have Briar Cochran on the mat here in just a second.
Yeah, he should be on the mat.
He should be out there right now.
Is that him over there on mat number?
He's on mat number three.
Mat number three. There's Briar Cochran. And he has been taken down by his opponent. And he trails 2-0 now. He gets put on his back there. And a two-point near fall makes it 4-0. So we are right into
it, folks. His opponent's Taylor Curtis from Underwood.
And Curtis has got him rolled over again.
Curtis is a second-ranked wrestler, I believe, has a 42-2 record coming
into this match. Curtis has rolled him over here with a half Nelson. He's chest-to-chest with 50 seconds. He's got the reverse half in now. And he's got locked up pretty tight at 106 pounds. Briar Cochran taken down in the early going. Pinning combination there for Taylor Curtis. So Briar Cochran will move over to the consolation side. He suffered a fall there in 1 minute and 16 seconds.
Yeah, Curtis from Underwood's a tough kid. We got some correlation there. The head coach of Underwood is Joe Stevens from Centerville. So I got talking to him before the match, and from looking at him and Briar's facing one another, Briar just needs to get a little bit stronger over the summer, put a little bit of weight on. I don't think Breyer's cutting any weight to make 106, and Taylor just out-muscled him there.
All right, we've also got Ryan Kale from Cardinal of Eldon going right now at 113 pounds. His opponent is a kid from Westwood. That would be Zach Olven. Olven, 37-1 on the season. He's going up against Ryan Kale. Early going here, takedown for Olven, and Olven leads 2-0. 2-0. We're out of bounds. And final seconds here in the first period at 113 pounds. And we do get... So Cale, he trails 2-0 going to the second period. He'll start the second period in the bottom. He's covered by Olvin. Zach Olvin on top, 2-0, and covering Ryan Cale from Cardinal of Eldon. Hey, Eddyville Blakesburg fans, don't go anywhere because Jaron Glosser will be up in just 1 minute. He's the next matchup.
I will take my eye and keep it fixed on Jaron Glosser coming out so we don't mix it. We wanted to let the Mohawk fans, I just had a text coming in that the preschool's listening in over in Moravia, wishing the Mohawks luck today. If you just joined us, unfortunately, it was a quick bout for Briar Cochran, who went down in his match by pin. And so, Mohawk fans.
He's got a good chance in his next one. He's going up against Colton Dietrich from Jessup. Dietrich just 15-8 on the year. I think that's a match that Briar Cochran can handle. Meanwhile, Ryan Cale from Cardinal being ridden hard here by Zach Olvin, and Olvin in control of this match with a 2-0 score. As we wait, the next mat available, it'll be Jaron Glosser, Eddyville Blakesburg, up against Kyle Kiner from Ogden. Kiner, an undefeated junior at 37-0, so Jaron Glosser's got his work cut out for him, but I think he's up to the task.
You know, the Eddyville group as a whole has a tough quarterfinal today. Talking to Coach Little beforehand, I mean, this is a where they could easily win all four matches, but if things start going the wrong way, they could walk out of here 0-4-2. So hopefully he's got them ready to wrestle.
Well, and Jaron Glosser is really probably the spark, the catalyst that you would like for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket team to have coming out first. Meanwhile, Ryan Cale, with 30 seconds to go in the second period, gets to his base, trying to make something happen here against Olvin from Westwood Sloan. And Olvin riding really hard, but Ryan Cale not giving up. Cale back to his base now. There's 15 seconds left in the second period. Cale started this period in the down position. He was taken down by Olvin in the first period, and that's been only points of this. But now Cale gets to his feet. Can he get out? And with 2 seconds to go, Cale does get out. Gets out for a 2-1 score now. So it's 2-1. Ryan Cale trailing by 1 point versus Zach Olvin from Westwood. Cale, the talented Cardinal of Eldon wrestler at 113 pounds, Class 1A championship side action here, folks.
I just got a text in. This is Marcia Burgess from Gilman wishing my nephew Dale Heilman from West Marshall at 160 a great day and the rest of the Trojans. Glad to have you listening in there in Heilman and or in Gilman. Check that.
All right. We've got the Glosser family from Packwood listening in. They can't wait for the next mat to become available. So Jaron Glosser will take it and try to take it to Kyle Kiner from Ogden as we get underway here in the third period, 2-1. The wrestlers are on their feet. They start in the neutral position for Ryan Cale from Cardinal and Zach Olvin from Westwood Sloan. So 2-1, still the score here. Ryan Cale trying to score a takedown here in the third period to advance to the semifinals at Class 1A, 113 pounds. And, folks, it is exciting in here at the Well. The competition is better and better. We've got 12 wrestlers at each weight class competing now. When we get done with the session here today, Class 1A and Class 3A, there will only be 8 wrestlers left. All the excitement coming to you here on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com.
Well, Joe, I think the Rocket fans need to be ready because Jaron Glosser is going to be coming to mat number 3, and he needs to start a spark for those Rockets here in this quarterfinal round.
All right, that'll be our feature match. I'll give you the updates here for Ryan Cale. He's still on his feet. 2-1 at Class 1A, 113 pounds. They're out of bounds with 46 seconds remaining in this match, and there is a penalty point assessed against Ryan Cale, and that makes the score 3-1. So 3-1 there, and I didn't catch where that penalty was for stalling or what, but Ryan Cale now in on a single leg, going to try to make something happen. He's got his head on the inside, tries to hip over, and now he tries to lock up an inside cradle while he's got that single leg. I think he's going to be able to get the takedown, and there's Ryan Cale with takedown to tie it up. So that penalty point is just absolutely huge right now. 3-3 with 22 seconds left. Cale needs to ride him out and go to overtime.
Those Rocket fans, the Jaron Glosser, putting on the ankle bracelet right now. Got the wrap on, and I think he's going to wrap up in green, and he'll be going at it here just momentarily. We'll bring these matches simultaneously to you. Jaron Glosser of the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont.
Ryan Cale locks up a cradle and cannot get it before the time expires. It's 3-3. We're going to a sudden victory. Class 1, 113 pounds, Ryan Cale from Cardinal of Eldon.
Jake Glosser just underway, taking on Kyler Kaner of Ogden. Just underway, 7 seconds in, no score, and we're going to right back to that sudden victory contest with you here in just a second, Joe.
I'll break in whenever there's action there. Keep it right there now with the Eddyville-Blakesburg Rocket Nation.
Glosser fighting off a shot, now gets around the backside, gets the back ankle, but broken away by Kiner, and they'll go towards the edge of the mat. Let's go over to your match with just a few seconds gone by.
The wrestlers are on their feet. Class 1, 113 pounds, sudden victory, 3-3 tie. Kale from Cardinal of Eldon. Olven from Westwood Sloan.
Glosser back at center of mat, taking on Kyler Kiner of Ogden. 37-0 is Kiner.
27 seconds remain in the sudden victory period here for Ryan Cale from Cardinal. He's in on a single leg, now tries to roll out of it, and spin down around behind by Olven near the edge of the mat. And with 15 seconds to go at the edge of the mat, we're going to have discontinuation because we're out of bounds. So counting down through, only 8 seconds remaining left in that sudden victory period, 113.
Here's a shine there by Kiner on the Glosser. Glosser trying to counter here. But Kiner in deep on the single leg. 49 seconds to go, and let's go back to you, Joe, as the action gets hot and heavy.
There is a two-point takedown for Olven with 3 seconds to go. There was 8 seconds left on the whistle, and a dive in there by Olven. He will take down Ryan Cale from Cardinal. Valiant effort there for him. He loses in sudden victory. Back to 120 pounds, class 1A, Jaron Glosser.
30 seconds remaining in that first period. Glosser still fighting off a deep single leg put in by Kiner. They're right at the edge of the mat. This would be a win right now if Glosser can just get his way off the mat and get reset here.
Still all right, I got my eyeball on that match now, and a double leg in there now for Kiner, and he gets
double.
Out of bounds. Woo, thank goodness there, folks.
Boy, God,
Jaron Glosser,
Joe,
he did a great job. He was in trouble. He had the wizard in there, and Kiner did a great job dropping down off of that single, puts it in a double, takes him down, but it was out of bounds. Very fortunate for Jaron Glosser.
Well, nearly a minute Glosser had to fight off that deep single leg and did a great job, and he'll live to go to the second period with no score here.
A great job there by Jaron Glosser. I was watching that Kale's match from Cardinal, and it took me a second or two to find Jaron Glosser over there on mat three. And when I saw him, I said, "Ooh, he's going to get taken down here." But super job by Jaron Glosser. Had that whizzer in there hard and was able to maneuver out of bounds when he switched from the single to the double.
Well, Glosser will cover to begin the second period. Does a good job of keeping the deep waist in. Breaks down the left arm. Tries to bar it back. Kiner tries to get to his feet. Jay Mill is in the house. Joe Millage coming in. He's going to keep us updated all day long on the new Thunder app.
All right, folks, it's not going to get any easier because we're going to have Blake Maroff against Connor Shalista from Alburnett. 45-1 on the year. Blake Maroff, 40-1. That's a match that very well could be a toss-up.
It's a number one versus number two, and that's the next match coming to the mat.
All right, Joe, please keep an eye on that. 1185 is the mat number. We're underway here. Glosser gets the escape. Kiner gets the escape. They open up the second period. He's out in front, 1-0. Jaron elevates or goes down a level. They'll go right back up and meet at the center mat. Jaron does a good job of staying on a low level. He did that a lot against Chad Oleshin. He likes to stay low and force the action down at his level. 1:17 to count here, second period. Glosser trailing by one. Both these wrestlers worked their way to this contest via the pin. Here's a shot, deep shot there by Glosser. Counter sprawl out there by Kiner. And now Kiner putting the headlock in, forcing Glosser to the mat. We're going right off to the edge of the mat. And with 57 seconds gone by, we're going to reset center of the mat. 1-0. Kiner out in front of Glosser. I'm looking forward to this number one versus number two coming up.
It's going to be great. We got great Eddyville sponsors for Southern Iowa Wrestling, including Leffler Dirt Works, Ford's Grill in Eddyville, and Cinef Auction Services. Great sponsorships there from our fans in Eddyville.
All 43 seconds to go, second period here. Glosser trailing by one. He started this second period in the cover position. The only point coming off an escape by Kiner. Kiner, undefeated on the season. Jaron Glosser has been able to put a loss in the column of an undefeated wrestler, and that it was Chad Oleshin. So he's used to being up against stiff competition.
They're out of bounds right here, and really a lot of respect being shown to Jaron Glosser there by Kiner. He's got that one-point lead. I'm sure Jaron Glosser will take the down position to start the second period, try to bust out of there, maybe even get a reversal instead of that escape, and set something up instead of just a stand-up escape, maybe try to set a stand-up Granby roll. Jaron Glosser has that in his repertoire. We're out of bounds again here with 12 seconds. Both wrestlers, Class 2A, 120, Class 1A, 120 on their feet, 1-0 to score. Kiner on top there.
Here's a deep single leg in there by Kiner, 5 seconds to go, but Glosser doing a good job of fighting that off, countering it, and that will end the first or second period, and Glosser will trail 1-0. Maroff has just taken the mat number 5, and we'll be going here.
Yeah, they'll be right next door to each other, folks.
I'll let you take Maroff, and I'll finish this Glosser matchup here.
All right, come on, Jaron Glosser. You're on the bottom. Bust out of there. Take that 1-0 deficit and turn it into your advantage.
Here's a sit-out. Glosser sits it out. Stands up, trying to separate the hands. Still sitting back. Has his feet underneath him now. Gets out and has the escape. 1:47 to go, third period. Glosser now comes back on the attack right at the edge of the mat. Glosser takes a deep double leg shot, but off the edge of the mat, they'll reset. 1:41 to go. And Blake Maroff meeting at the center of the mat on the mat number 5, right across from his teammate Glosser here. Glosser tied up at 1:38 to go, third period. Let's go over there real quick and set things up for Maroff.
Maroff, number 2. Shulista, number 1. Two wrestlers, 87-1 between them both on the mat. Just underway here, Class 1A, 132-pound bout. Blake Maroff for Eddyville Blakesburg on the mat against Connor Shulista from Alburnett. No score, just underway here, first period.
Here's a shot in there, a single leg by Glosser. If he can elevate it, he's in deep. A counter put in there by Kiner. Now Kiner slips off, and Glosser has given up the single leg, and now has a single leg in on his Kiner has a single leg in on Glosser, and the Wizard being put in, and that's going to be a takedown, and they're going to award that to Jaron Glosser.
Glosser's got a 2-point takedown.
Wow, he had that leg
there.
Across. I didn't see it. Now the Glosser in trouble of being reversed here. Does get reversed.
3-3.
3-3. 45 seconds there. That was so close to Coach Cochran. You got to see that. I wasn't sure because I couldn't see the leg in there if he had the leg in or not.
Well, officially, if he has that inside leg in and he comes behind both arms, whether it really looks like he has control or not, it's considered two. And that's how easily it was for Kiner to reverse him to tie it up. But that's a huge takedown for Glosser.
It is.
25 seconds left here in the third period.
If he can bust out of there in the next 15 seconds, he will win that match 4-3. There's
20 seconds
to go.
Jaron Glosser, Kiner, undefeated. Glosser trying to get the win here at 120. Maroff underway on the other mat. We're going to go right that in just a second.
Nothing happening there. Leave it with Jaron Glosser.
7 seconds to go. Glosser stands up. A sit-out switch attempt there by Glosser. Still fighting through. 3 seconds. 2-1. And once again, we're going to go to sudden victory. We've been here so many times throughout this tournament, and you can expect this at the state wrestling tournament. But let's go right to you,
Blake Maroff with a spin and a shuck. He gets behind his opponent, Kiner, and takes him down with 30 seconds to go, folks. An ill-advised shot by Connor Shulista from Alburnett, and a great shuck by Blake Maroff. Super bounce. He does get behind him. He's going to try to ride him out for the final 23 seconds of the first period with a 2-0 lead.
Here was a shot by Glosser, 43 seconds to go, sudden victory. First score wins here. Glosser stays low and on his knees, now elevates. Kiner right at the edge of the mat, backing up as Glosser puts the pressure on, trying to move forward. 30 seconds and counting. They'll go back to the center of the mat, tied at 3 here. Get a quick update over there on Blake Maroff, as I know they're going to finish out that opening period.
2-0 the score as we go to the second period. The coin flip goes Alburnett's way. He defers, and Blake Maroff takes down.
Glosser now takes another shot. Nothing there. Stays low. Keeps his level low. Now a quick turnaround there by Kiner. And Glosser's going to hang on to that back leg. And did he get the takedown? He did. And that is going to go the way of Kiner. Glosser took a deep shot at the low level there, Coach Cochran. And Kiner was able to push his head down and spin around real quick and get the takedown.
He did. He just kept a nice job of keeping his hips out. Glosser almost had the takedown.
Yes.
Probably takes down 80% of the kids in the state with that move. But Kiner, he's number one. No one's beating him yet all year. Now we just need Glosser to regroup, come back, and win this next match.
Well, he's certainly capable of working his way all the way back through the tournament. Jaron Glosser, unbelievable. Great job out of you.
Hey, don't go anywhere, folks. Hug those radios, because Jason Crosby from Eddyville Blakesburg will have the next available mat. His opponent will be Brady Meyer, 47-0 on the year. So Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets, they've got their work cut out for us here in this quarterfinal round up here at Wells Fargo Arena. Live broadcast here on 96.7. Second period getting underway here for Blake Maroff. Had a blood timeout there. Connor Shalista from Alburnett, 45-1, number one ranked wrestler in class 1A, 132 pounds, is Blake Maroff's opponent. Now a reset, and off the whistle. Shalista covers Maroff. Maroff's first move is a sit-out, taken away by Shalista. Now the stand-up by Maroff. Maroff with the stand-up, turns and faces. Can't quite get loose yet. Oh, a big power move there by Shalista, and Shalista is able to take a power move and trying to work a headlock now on Blake Maroff. But Maroff, good center gravity, good balance, gets a one-point takedown now, folks, or one-point escape, and at the edge of the mat, they're out of bounds. 3-0 the score. Blake Maroff leads at class 1A, 132 pounds. Flurry of action there. Looked like Maroff was going to about get put on his back, but he got his hips lowered, was able to maintain that balance, got a hold of the single leg, got separation, and was able to extend his lead to 3-0 here. There are now a minute and 20 seconds remaining in the second period. Blake Maroff from Eddyville Blakesburg in control of this match. Now Shalista in on a shot, and at the edge of the mat, Shalista out of bounds. Boy, he had that locked up, but it was a double leg, and he's just out of bounds. So they'll go to the center of the mat, and we'll reset with a minute and 9 seconds
Jason
remaining.
Jason Crosby's coming out here, mat number six, and we'll keep this. Jason Crosby taking on Brady Meyer. And Meyer, also undefeated. He worked his way by pin as Crosby. So another amazingly difficult matchup here. Crosby right underway, right below us. And no score here. Let's go back to you, Joe Sinclair.
Oh, yeah, there's 50 seconds to go here in the second period. And we're off the mat again. So back to you with
hey,
Jason Crosby.
Real quick, that state duels finals, this would have been the matchup if Eddyville Blakesburg hadn't forfeited this match with Maroff. They forfeited this one. Otherwise, this would have been a rematch on this weight class with Alburnett.
You are a buddy. You are the man.
All right, Blake Maroff. In on a single leg now with 33 seconds to go. The wrestlers are in the neutral position. Maroff switches from the single, goes to the double, uses his head as a lever, and gets the takedown against Connor Shalista. Now he leads by the great score of 5-0. Blake Maroff trying to work a pinning combination now. Boy, it looks like he took the smoke out of Shalista with that single leg, switched over to the double leg, and now a stall warning against Shalista. He's doing nothing down there while Maroff's trying to work a half Nelson. Now a sit-out move there by Shalista. Good job by Maroff to counter that. And time expires in the second period. 5-0. Eddyville Blakesburg's Blake Maroff on top of the top-ranked wrestler from Alburnett.
Well, I'm looking down at the mat here. Jason Crosby takes a single-leg shot in there. He's in deep, but he's got 6 seconds right at the edge of the mat trying to get a takedown. Crosby doing a good job pulling back. Grabs that ankle right at the edge of the mat. Did he get him? He gave him a two-point takedown. Jason Crosby as time expires in the opening period.
Yeah, that Sumner Fredericksburg kid there, Brady Meyer, he's ranked third in the state. Of course, you got Crosby ranked fifth. So you get up here and you're a top 10 ranked wrestler, anything can happen. And we've seen it all weekend. We started yesterday here, class 1A, moved up to 3A and then 2A. And we've seen some great wrestling and some great upsets. Blake Maroff at 132 pounds starts in the neutral position, gave an escape away to Shalista, and then man does a quick spin, just shucks Shalista by and takes him down with 10 seconds gone in the third period. He leads 7-1 now. The Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets saw something they liked there and had Blake Maroff just cut him.
Jason Crosby starts in the down position, begin the second period. He got a takedown right at the end of the first. He's out in front 2-0. 20 seconds gone by here. Second period. Crosby trying to get to his base.
Blake Maroff in the third period leads by the score of 7-1, and he has really dominated in the last 90 seconds of wrestling over Connor Shalista from Alburnett. He's in control of this match. He's got a 6-point lead. He's riding hard on top. He's got a chicken wing he's trying to lock up, and really no answer there for Shalista here with 1 minute to go. Class 1A, 132-pound quarterfinal match.
Well, Jason Crosby is in the down position beginning of second period. 1:21 to go. Remains there. He's been ridden here this 20-some seconds or 30-some seconds by Brady Meyer. Let's get back to your actions. You wind down those final 45 seconds as they talk to the wrestlers over here on mat number six.
I'll call the last 40 seconds of Blake Maroff's victory over Connor Shalista from Alburnett. He's riding him. He's on top. He's got the head in the hole with a deep waist on the right-hand side. Gives that up now and tries to lock up a chicken wing. He is just working over the number one ranked Connor Shalista from Albernette. Shalista just got warned for stalling again. That's 1.4. Blake Maroff makes his lead now 8-1. He's working hard on drop, trying to get bonus points for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets with 10 seconds remaining. He tries to work that again, and now another stall against Albernette. That is another point for Blake Maroff. One more of those, and it'll be bonus points for Eddyville Blakesburg. 9-1 the score now. It will be bonus points for him there with the 8-point win.
Jason Crosby trying to get the escape here. Got a stall warning called on Meyer. He still has that leg in. Now Crosby gets the leg out, gets separated, and has the escape, and he's out in front 3-0.
Time expires as Blake Maroff, they did not give that last penalty point, so 8-1, a 7-point margin of victory for Blake Maroff. Congratulations. You will have a semifinal date tomorrow here at Wells Fargo Arena. Congratulations, Blake Maroff, on a great win at Class 1A, 132 pounds in the quarterfinal match.
Jason Crosby here at 138 pounds, out in front 3-0, 15 seconds to go in this second period. He gets the escape in the second, got the takedown at the end of the first period, 9 seconds and counting. Jason Crosby.
By the way, Maroff and Shalista, the freshman and the sophomore, they're going to see each other more often unless Shalista decides to change weight classes next year.
Yeah, that might be a good decision. Right now, Jason Crosby, right at the end of the second period, Joe had a deep double leg. Time expired. That would have been another takedown for him. But he leads here 3-0 going into the third period. He's going to cover Meyer, undefeated. Meyer, undefeated. Tucker Black's going to be coming out here on mat number 5. And Joe Sinclair, if you can keep us hot and heavy on that one, buddy.
All right. He's following his teammate Blake Maroff. Hopefully 5 is the lucky number today for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. Tucker Black, he's up against Ryan Joint from West Central Valley.
I'll tell you what, as a coach, though, I really was impressed with that match that Maroff just wrestled. And if he continues to wrestle like that the rest of this tournament, I don't feel like there's anybody going to touch him.
Hey, Tucker Black in on a double leg, dumps his opponent, Ryan Joint from West Central Valley. And that's a second-ranked wrestler. And way to go, Tucker Black. He's on top now, 4-0. They gave him a couple back points there.
Jason Crosby started this third period in the cover position. He gives up the escape, 1:16 to go. He's got a takedown lead here in the third period, and it is a 3-1 score here. It's Jason Crosby taking on Brady Meyer.
Folks, that's huge. Tucker Black getting the tilt back points there to make that score 4-0 in the first period. He's trying to work it again and can't quite get it. He got a one count, and there's the tilt again. There's one, there's two. There's two more back points for Tucker Black. So he's going to be ahead 6-0 over Ryan Joint from West Central Valley. Joint 47-1 on the season, and he is being manhandled by Tucker Black. The back points have not been awarded yet because Tucker Black has still got that pinning combination locked up. He's trying to tilt. There's 45 seconds left in the first period.
Jason Crosby out in front 3-1 here. 43 seconds go, third period. Crosby fights off a shot there by Meyer. Now Crosby in has the double leg in, but fought off by Meyer. A little bit out of position there. Meyer breaks him down. Hanging on to that headlock, trying to bring him to the mat. And Crosby down on one knee. Now Meyer doing the good job of grabbing that back ankle, trying to work his way around. Crosby holding on here. He's got a takedown lead, 17 seconds and going. Jason Crosby trying to hold on to defeat Meyer. Meyer undefeated on this season. Crosby still on that, has a hold of that leg, now elevates.
5 seconds to go. He's in that match for Jason Crosby. Hang on, Jason Crosby, and you advance.
And Jason Crosby is going to get the win for the Rocket Nation. Jason Crosby. We will not call it upset because it's hard to imagine anyone being any better than Jason Crosby. But Brady Meyer, undefeated, 47-0, is taken down, and his first loss of the season comes to the hand of Jason Crosby. Rocket Nation, you can celebrate.
Oh, yeah, and those folks at Ajinomoto Heartland USA and UGL providing maintenance for Cargill, they're happy about the results here. Eddyville Blakesburg coming out on fire. Tucker Black, he got a pair of 2-point near falls and a takedown in the first period, and he was reversed at the very conclusion of the first period, and he starts with the cover on the second period, leading 6-2, riding his opponent, and that opponent is Ryan Joint from West Central Valley, the second-ranked wrestler in Class 1A, 145 pounds. But Tucker Black really looking sharp here today on mat number 5, and 5 and 6 might be the lucky number for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets today because they've gotten wins at both of those mats right here this morning on 96.7 KIIC. This is 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling quarterfinal action, Class 1A. We're bringing it to you live here from Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair, Joe Millage, Jason Summers, and Kevin Cochran high above the mats in high fidelity. Tucker Black on the mat with 90 seconds remaining in the second period. Class 1A, 145-pound quarterfinal match. Tucker Black in control of this match by a 6-2 score. He finally cuts joint with 1:18 to go here. It's a 6-3 score. Tucker Black started the second period covering Ryan Joint, and now he has got a neutral position with a 6-3 score. So Tucker Black in now quickly on a single leg. Sprawl back by Joint with 1:03 to go in the second period. Tucker Black working hard on his feet. And near the edge of the mat, shot in there by Tucker Black. Tries to work him around. Can't quite get him in bounds. Boy, I tell you what, that out-of-bounds circle was his enemy on that one, or he would have had that takedown. But they are out of bounds with 49 seconds remaining.
And, Joe, you've got a great match going on there. Austin Vogel is going to take the mat here in just a second. He's going to take on Kane Quack.
Same mat as yesterday's thrilling victory, Matt.
Oh,
8.
Oh, man. How awesome was that to get Coach Chapman up here and to get his perspective? Jay Mill, you could see the excitement and joy that he had in his eyes.
Absolutely. By the way, Eddyville's moved up to sixth place right now, and if they get this win here on mat number 5, they could rock it up to second place behind Al Burnett,
wow,
who they finished second to in the state team duels.
Well, Eddyville-Blakesburg Rock is really doing a great job here. A couple of them advanced to the semifinals here. You heard it here on 96.7. Blake Maroff and Jason Crosby getting the job done, and now we've got Tucker Black trying to duplicate that feat. He has 9 seconds left in the second period on his feet. His opponent is Ryan Joint from West Central Valley. Tucker Black on top by the score of 6-3. Meanwhile, there is a 2-point takedown by, they waved it off, or did they wave it off? Okay, Tucker Austin. Black, there's a little bit of controversy. There was a throw at the very end of the second period. Ryan Joint executed the throw, and they're discussing it whether or not it was a takedown.
Yep, they give him the takedown. The assistant official verified the time that was still on the clock, and he did get the takedown, and that's a huge takedown that Tucker Black did not want to see.
Yeah, there's just a few seconds left on the restart there. So 6-5 going to the third period.
Austin Vogel in on his single leg. He is taking on Quack. Quack came into this contest with an 8-2 decision, 41-5, a senior. And Vogel in deep on a single leg, a sprawl out here. And this is probably going to turn into a stalemate. We'll wait and see here. But let's get back to your action. The final period over there for Tucker Black.
Well, it's the third period, and Tucker leads by the score of 6-5. So I really wouldn't be surprised to see Tucker just do whatever he needs to here on the bottom. Tucker's on the bottom. He's either going to have to be cut or turned by his opponent in order for him to win, or Tucker could get called for stalling, which he has not been called for yet. But I'd really like to see Tucker Black here just do enough here on the bottom, hit a sit out a little bit once in a while, maybe try a stand up, really not try to get out so much right now with a minute and 27 seconds left in the third period, as to just keep the action going. But there he is. He gets the stand up, gets out 7-5 now. Tucker Black on his feet. He's got a minute and 20 seconds to go in his 145-pound quarterfinal match. Big 7-5 lead.
Here's Austin Vogel for peeking with the big takedown, and Vogel gets the takedown. He's now got a 2-0 lead, 15 seconds to go in the opening period.
And just that quick, Ryan Joint from West Central Valley hits a real hard double leg, gets behind Tucker Black, and ties this matchup with 58 seconds to go, 7-7, 145-pound action. And, boy, that takedown with only 3 seconds to go in the second period on the restart is sure looking like it's haunting Tucker Black right now, Coach Cochran.
It really is. I mean, he's got to find a way to come up and get out. He's got 43 seconds left. I'm assuming the coaches for Joint are going to try to have him ride out, maybe take it in overtime, unless he can find a way to turn him. I'm not sure if I'd cut him right now either, because then Tucker can stall out, which is what I would do.
What do you got there, Jason?
Well, we had a huge move there. Austin Vogel got the takedown and then got reversed, and back points were earned by his opponent. Just that quick, Kane Quack was able to get the reversal in the back points. He leads now 5-2 over Austin Vogel.
You just say just that quick?
Just that quack.
And we got a potentially dangerous for Tucker Black. So with 26 seconds to go, we'll reset that match. Tucker Black on the bottom. He needs to bust out of there, get that one-point escape, and win this match in regulation. I like his chances right now better than I do in sudden victory, Coach Cochran, because Tucker Black taken down pretty handily the last couple times by Ryan Joint from West Central Valley.
Yes, he was. And, I mean, conditioning, I don't think it's going to be a factor, but it's that mentality of, hey, this kid's taking me down the last three times, and I've got to find a way to get out right here with 15 seconds left.
Now there's a stand-up by Tucker Black. If he can get separation, there's a stall warning, and Tucker Black trying to get out. He's got to his feet. There's 6 seconds to go. Tucker Black, his opponent hanging on, and Tucker Black can't quite get out with 0 seconds to go. A sudden victory at class 1, 145 pounds. Oh, my goodness. Okay, sudden victory. Class 1, 145 pounds. Tucker Black, Eddyville, Blakesburg. Ryan Joint, West Central Valley, 7-7 tie. On their feet, there's a shot in there by Tucker Black. Counter by Joint. Now Joint with a shot of his own. Black with the sprawl. 45 seconds remain here. Fast action here at class 1A, 145 pounds. Quarterfinal action. There's a shot in there by Black. Sprawl by Joint. Black setting it up again. Black keeping the pressure on. If Black can get one more stall call against Joint, it'll be a sudden victory for him on the penalty point. Joint been called for stalling once. Now Black with 25 seconds to go keeps the pressure on. Now there's a
stalemate.
Stalemate.
Let's get back over here real quick. Austin Vogel trails 5-2, still 37 seconds. Second period, a little blood timeout. We'll get right back to your final 20 seconds.
20 seconds left. The wrestlers are on their feet in the sudden victory period. It's class 1A, 145-pound action. Tucker Black representing the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets here on 96.7. And his opponent, Ryan Joint, now takes a shot. 5 seconds to go. Looks like we're going to go to the 32nd second overtime period. And time expires. Both wrestlers on their feet. So Tucker Black, he scored first. Very important criteria if we go through these next two periods in a tie. Joint has the choice. He takes down. Boy, it would be huge if Tucker Black could ride him out.
Yes, it would. It's also an advantage if they are tied after this first tiebreaker. Tucker did score first, so he will have the choice in the second tiebreaker.
Austin Vogel, gentlemen, right at the edge of the mat with 29 seconds to go, right after the blood timeout, gets a takedown right at the edge of the mat. He now trails 5-4 going into the final 29 seconds of the second period. Let's go to overtime on mat number 5.
All right, Tucker Black. With 19 seconds to go, have a stalemate call. Tucker Black rode him for the first 11 seconds of the match of the second overtime period. So Joint sets with 19 seconds to go. Black covers off the whistle. Stand up by Joint. Stand up switch. Tucker Black back down on the legs. Takes him back to the mat. Now, a Granby roll attempt there by Joint. Good job by Tucker Black. Can't quite roll him up, though. But with 10 seconds to go, he's got him broken down. And with 8 seconds to go, he might be able to ride him out in this overtime period. And he'll have 30 seconds to bust out of there in the second overtime period. 7-7 now, going to the third overtime period.
Right over here on Austin Vogel's match. The final period about to unfold here as Vogel gives up the escape. 6-4 going into the third period. Vogel will start this third period in the cover position.
All right, you Pekin Panthers fan, root on your red-headed Austin Vogel as he covers his opponent to start the third period with a 6-4 deficit. Meanwhile, 145-pounder Tucker Black starts the last overtime period on his down. He stands up. There could have been a stall warning right there on Joint on that stand-up by Tucker Black, but there's 16 seconds remaining. Now Black back to his feet. Oh, and a crossbody ride put in there by Joint. And Joint trying to roll up back points. He's got the guillotine in. It's potentially dangerous, though. So 7 seconds remain. Tucker Black will have 7 seconds to bust out of there. And then he'll have a heck of a decision to make. Do I try to get out in the last 30 seconds?
Or do I try to ride
him?
Austin Vogel over here at the beginning of the third period gets reversed. He started in the cover position. Now he trails 8-4, 1:27 to go in the third period. Let's get back to the overtime matchup. Tucker Black.
Well, 6 seconds remain, and we've got a caution on Joint. He jumped the whistle.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those situations that Tucker does have a decision to make. And, you know, he's been rode out. Tucker's rode him out. But I always have that mentality of a wrestler is that you want to go down because you have the mentality that I can get out.
We've also got Caden Dahl from Linville. Yep. Sully going to compete on mat two. That match will be underway here in about 2 seconds. Meanwhile, Tucker Black is not going to get out off the bottom, so we'll go to the final overtime period. It'll be a 30-second overtime period, folks. The fourth and final overtime period is a 30-second overtime period. One wrestler is on top, one is on the bottom. If a wrestler gets an escape, he's the winner. If a wrestler rides him out for the 30-second period, he's the winner. So see which way it goes here. Tucker Black will have his choice.
Right now, Austin Vogel from Pekin trailing 8-4, 104 to go, third period. He's still in the down position. And we want to keep your match, the live match here, but we want to keep everyone posted. Austin Vogel trailing Queck.
Tucker Black takes the top position. He thinks he can ride out his opponent for the final 30 seconds. And a stand-up and out of bounds. 5 seconds have gone by in this overtime period. Tucker Black needs to ride Ryan Joint for the next 25 seconds to advance to the semifinal round. There's a stand-up by Joint. Tucker Black down in on his leg now. And Black with a time-eating double-leg takedown now. He needs to get him in bounds and leave him in bounds, and we're out of bounds. Whoo, 14 seconds to go. Still no change. Tucker Black covering Ryan Joint. And, man, Ryan Joint, he knows he's in a dogfight right now, folks, at 145 pounds. We'll reset it after the out-of-bounds. How's Austin Vogel doing?
Austin Vogel still trailing 8-4 here. He's being ridden hard by his opponent, Kane Queck. Queck now in with the what we're going to put the cradle in. But let's get back real quick to Black.
Oh, a sit-out by Joint, and he's almost out, but Tucker Black back down on the legs, and with 6 seconds to go, Tucker Black with a desperation move down on the legs after a sit-out attempt by Joint, and there's no score. Tucker Black advances, and Joint slaps the mat. He's very angry, but it was a win for Tucker Black, and if that had been a 32-second period, folks, Tucker Black would have lost, but it was only 30, and he got it done.
Joe Sinclair, explain how that ends in a victory at a 7-7 tie at the end of four overtimes.
Let me give a real quick update. We got a lot of Pekin fans listening. Austin Vogel goes down here to Kane Queck, but Vogel will wrestle a little bit later on here this afternoon. But let's as Joe Milley said, what takes place in that final overtime?
In the fourth overtime period, one wrestler's on top in a 30-second period. If he rides that opponent for the entirety of the 30-second period, in other words, there's no escape, then he's the winner. If the guy on the bottom gets out in that 30 seconds, he is the winner. It is a
So what happens is that if he rides him out, he is granted the 1 point to get the win for riding him out.
Yep, and that match was brought to you by the First Iowa State Bank. They're serving you in two locations, Albion and Eddyville. We'll bring you Caden Dahl's match from Linville Sully. That match is in a blood timeout right now in the first period with a 4-0 score. But let me tell you about Tucker Black's final 15 seconds. It was a stand-up by Joint. Joint got the stand-up, dropped down to his hips, and then hit a switch. And it looked like he was going to be out, but Tucker Black kind of gave him separation for just a second and then dove down on an ankle pick and just grabbed his ankle, hung on to his ankle, and Joint was able to maneuver out and get an escape, but it was 32 seconds into the 30-second overtime match, and that was a great match, and we heard back from the engineer in the broadcast booth that was a 15-minute match, so that was a great match for Tucker Black. Congratulations. He's got a semifinal date tomorrow.
Tucker Black, tougher than nails, way to keep fighting. Go Rockets. A.J. Johnson checking in from Oskaloosa.
All right, meanwhile,
we got to get back to action. Is Caden Dahl is
he's up against Dale Hillman from West Marshall.
And we had, of course, some fans texting in.
All right, Caden Dahl. He was injured in the first period, and he is not going to be able to continue, folks. Caden Dahl, he was injured, and he will not complete the match. It will be an injury default. It looks like his right elbow injury default there with 39 seconds remaining in the first period. And hate to see that for Caden Dahl because he needs to wrestle here in about probably an hour.
Well, now, Coach Cochran, he's got his headset off. Well, If a player gets injured in the one of the previous matches, gets injured in this match, can they still wrestle in the next match? They have the ability to come back.
An injury default for Caden Dahl from South.
If he runs out of injury time, which you have 90 seconds of injury time, and he cannot finish that match, if he can regroup and overcome that injury, he can come back and wrestle that match.
Well, that'll be important for the fans back listening that to know that. That's a tough way to go out. You just absolutely hate to see that for the kids. It's tough enough to go out there and give everything you got and come up short. But to have an injury get you, that never easy.
What a great round for Eddyville Rockets.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you know, they come out of there 3-1 with Gloucester losing a very, very close match. And, you know, they could have went 4-0. And as you've seen some of these other matches, they could have went the other way too. So hopefully those three Rockets can find a way to get to the finals on Saturday night.
You couldn't find a more difficult three matches right there. Two wrestlers that were undefeated on the season the Rockets had to go out and defeat, and they did it.
Without a doubt.
Hey, we got a few seconds here before we go to Dylan Conley from Moravia. We'll take a breather here, give our sponsors a chance to be recognized here. We are Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Kevin Cochran bringing you live wrestling action, the 2013 1A quarterfinal matches at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships at Wells Fargo Arena. We'll be right back after these great sponsorships. Thanks for listening.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
You want a chainsaw that starts easy, runs smooth, and provides years of dependable performance. You want an Echo chainsaw, built to tackle the toughest jobs. Whether you're pruning limbs, cutting firewood, or taking down an entire tree, each Echo chainsaw is designed to provide long, trouble-free life. Mack Hardware Highway 34 Bypass in Sheraton has an Echo chainsaw to do your job. Mack Hardware and Echo, built to tackle the toughest jobs.
Now, back to a guy who thinks takedown is something you do with your Christmas lights in June. Here's Jason Summers.
Welcome back to the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite, high above the mats and high fidelity here in this 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. And there'll be lots of news all day long made on these mats, but also in the hallways here as we have Governor Branstad going to come out and introduce his new initiative, Let's Wrestle. It's a new initiative to try to convince the IOC to change their mind, and it's going to be the who's of who's that's going to be here today talking about this, Jay Mill, and we're going to be over there bringing in that interview, and then Governor Branson is going to stop by this very broadcast booth.
Lieutenant Governor, too.
Al Chapman stopping by, the coach of the Pink and Panthers. Coach, I'm going to have you grab the headset here real quick. And we're going to get a team update to here in a second. But, Coach, boy, that was a tough match for Austin. He looked like he was really confident out there on the mat early going. And I got a little bit of a lead, but those reversals can really get you.
Yeah, we got in on the legs there right at the beginning and got our head caught between his legs and out of position. And then we finally did get that takedown, and then he tried to throw the cradle and forced it a little bit too early. And we should have been planning to do that later on in the match. Then they slipped out of it, and like I said, those reversals come back and haunt us.
So a big match coming up for Austin Vogel. Let's look forward here. His opponent next is going to be Bradley Bailey from Emmitsburg.
Yep.
What do you know about him? Have you been watching him? Got any tape on him?
Yeah, we studied some of that last night also. Actually, he looks tough. We're going to use a few counters of what he has. and then basically just stay with our style and our match. That's the main thing. The toughest part about this round then is we're coming off the loss, and of course Bailey then is coming off a win last night. So it's a lot of heart and desire that has to come into effect on this next round on the backside. It's a tough one.
We're talking with Coach Al Chapman of the Pekin Panthers. Coach, you know, as a coach, what do you say to your kids, you know, come off the mat? And it doesn't matter when those moments take place. It's always a difficult moment because I know as a coach, you love these kids. You spend so much time with them. You know, it's probably a difficult moment for you to come up with the right words to tell them.
You know, you try to do it without showing too much emotion to them because I know they're heartbroken also. But you tell them to throw it away. You know, you got to throw it behind you. You know, get some fluids in you, and start thinking about that this cannot be the end of the road. And so, you know, you got to give it everything you got coming into this backside round. And we got to get that one more win to get on the podium.
Yeah. It's not totally unlike the wrestleback situation in sectionals or districts. It's an elimination match.
Yep.
And you just got beat. You got to come out there firing, and you got to get your wrestler ready. And like you said, get the fluids in there. Get the energy back up, and he's got about an hour here before he's got to go back on the mat.
Yeah, so we'll go through the 3A stuff, of course, and then we'll be back going again. But Austin's biggest goal coming in, his brother, oldest brother Ryan, was a two-time place winner for us, placing seventh both those times. And Austin wants to place higher than him, so I know he's going to have that drive in his heart yet and in his mind. And if we can just keep it through that 6 minutes, or put the guy on the back and cut it off before 6 minutes gets there, that'd even be better. But it's just a tough spot to be in. I think it's the worst part of the whole tournament, just coming off of a loss and wrestling a guy with a win. And
well, having watched Austin Vogel, Ryan Vogel's brother, watching him wrestle all year, he is a wrestler that is never out of the match, even if he's down 5-6 points or has his shoulders exposed and has to fight his way off of his back for half of a period. He's a wrestler that could come back, and he's always in the match no matter what the score is. And I think that the Pekin Panther fans are going to be listening to that, and I don't think we ought to get discouraged if he gets down.
Exactly.
But
exactly. We're in it. As long as that clock's ticking, we're in it.
Coach, I always wonder, you guys come up here, it's a big event for you, the kids are out of school, lots of distraction, changes in their routine. What do you guys do over the night to you want them to have a little bit of fun, enjoy the ambience and the fun of being here, but what kind of things do you do to help your players get ready for the wrestlers get ready for the next day?
Yesterday was a long day after we won our first round, and we was able to go eat, and then we just kind of laid around the hotel and watch some Bonanza and Andy Griffith, and just kind of relax and take the mind off of everything and go to that happy world, and make sure we had a good meal last night, and got to bed early for him. So he was well rested. Just today, warming up, he did a lot better job of warming up today than he did yesterday, and we were pretty fired up about going into this match.
We're talking with Al Chapman, the head coach of the Pekin Panthers. Austin Vogel's coach just got to hear that tremendous battle for him. Coach, real quick, we're going to have some news here this afternoon regarding the IOC and their decision to stop wrestling in the Olympics. Governor Branstad is going to announce his initiative, Let's Wrestle. You know, I like to hear him.
Keep wrestling.
Yeah, thank keep you. Wrestling. That's it.
Yeah.
What's your opinion?
Well, it just doesn't make sense. Bottom line, it just doesn't make sense. It's not like this arena doesn't have anybody in here. I mean, you look around. This is general admission, and it's still almost full. And, you know, think about tomorrow night. Nationals will be here next month. I'll be back up here for that. That's sold out every day. You watch the Olympics on TV. There isn't an empty seat when they televise those matches. So, to me, they've got a battle ahead of them. There's not just the United States, but, you know, a lot of countries around the world that wrestle, and IOC is going to get beat on.
Last year's championships, we interviewed Dan Gable here on 96.7 KIIC, and one of the things he said that stood out, he's more famous in Russia than he is in the United States.
Yeah.
And that's how big wrestling is in the Soviet Union. He's more famous there than he is here. And I think we're going to have a lot of international support for the Let's Keep Wrestling movement
definitely.
That Governor Branstad and Dan Gable, the legend from Waterloo.
Let's invite IOC members to our events right here.
Amen.
And let them see what goes on. And this is a spectacular moment. I mean, and it's great if you're not here. You know, you got KIIC on the radio. You know, everybody can go down the road or listen at home. And so it's, if you folks can't be there, I hope you keep tuning in, because this is a You know, we ran into our superintendent earlier today, and he just said, man, I wish we could do this twice a year.
Well, it's a chance for us to celebrate our kids and our communities. Yeah. It's like football Friday nights. You really, there's not a better place where you can just get together as community, celebrate your town, your school, and the kids.
And the tears and cheers that go on. You know, you start back in November officially with the – and it all comes down to these 3 days, and – and boy, you're with the families. You know what the families have gone through, and you know, trying to go out to eat instead of cooking the meal, and when the kids can't eat the night before, and there's just so many sacrifices these guys put through, and their families to get to this point.
And that's really a huge part of wrestling, the sacrifice that it takes to be good at wrestling. Yeah. You can make a whole bunch of sacrifices and only be okay at wrestling, but to be good at it, it takes a lot of sacrifice, and everybody that's competing here at this 2013 championship, they know that, and we're going to be rooting on Ryan Vogel when he takes the mat here in his consolation elimination match in just a...
You think they're mad at you when you eat a steak?
Yeah.
We've got...
Well, you tell him because you landed this great deal, and he's going to get the benefit.
I know.
The benefactor of it.
I would eat that in the elevator, Coach. But we've got some Piper's chocolate, courtesy of Valentine's Week, and the folks at Piper's and Sheraton for all of our booth guests that come up today. And by the way, Coach Little from Eddyville is on his way as well.
Awesome! Can't wait. Hey, Coach, you had a sweet tournament, sweet candy. Tell Austin everybody in Southern Iowa has been rooting for him. They got his back, and we're proud of all these kids, proud of your program and the way you guys go out and represent. Well, and thanks so much for coming here to the community.
Thanks for doing all the coverage for everybody down home, and can't appreciate that enough. To promote the sport of wrestling, it's just tremendous that you guys are doing this. And like I said, I just can't thank you enough. And we're happy right now, but we're not satisfied.
All right, we're gonna root on Austin Vogel, and in just moments away now from Dylan Conley, the Moravia 285 pounder. He's got a tough draw. It is Dylan Sewer from Guthrie Center, and he will be taking to the mat here, two matches away from that one. The 220 pounders are out there competing right now. The 285 pounders just about onto the mat, and. Jason Summers, it has been an exciting 1A quarterfinal round.
Well, this has been a lot of fun, and to get those kind of interviews, that interview of Coach Al Chapman brought to you by Copeland Auto Body. Copeland Auto Body, stop and see them. They'll get you back in shape if you have an incident like Joe had yesterday.
Oh, hey, and I wasn't the only one that had that weird thing happen. It's happened to other people before. I've found that out. So, but anyway, Copeland Auto Body, if you get a dent up in Keokuk County, you need to be getting that dent fixed at Copeland, a proud sponsor of Pekin Panther Wrestling.
Look what we got here, buddy.
We got some
Coach Little's in the house.
Some top ten in the house.
We want to invite folks to go to our website, KIICradio.com, where we've got Coach up on the live webcam as well here. So go on out to KIICradio.com, and you'll see Coach live here, Coach Little live.
Well, Coach, first of all, thanks for coming in. And this coaching interview brought to you by Leffler Dirt Work and Ford's Grill in Eddyville. Coach, man, you guys had some really difficult matches to come in today. You can look up on those brackets and see the number of zeros they had in the loss column that you guys had to face today. Your guys rose to the challenge and did it in dramatic style.
We tell the boys from day one, you have to compete. It doesn't matter what the other kid's going to do or what he's not going to do. What we can control is our effort on the mat. We knew last Sunday when we got the draws, quarterfinals was going to be a meat grinder. We knew it. We prepared all week. We sat down last night. We put awesome game plans together, and our boys went out and fought like heck, and that's why we win.
We're talking with Coach Little from Rocket Nation, and you know, we'll go to Blake Maros a match, because I think if Blake now sets himself up to certainly be looking at the top of the podium, but I don't know if there's a better wrestler right now in the house.
Our opponent from Don Bosco in the semis, Rhodes, beat us in sudden victory overtime. He was able to get out with about 6 seconds left in the finals of the Benton tournament. Blake Lott. If Blake wrestles the way he just wrestled right now, there's not a kid in this building that can stay with him.
Well, Coach Little, if you can stay with us here, we are going to be watching Dylan Conley from Moravia, the 285-pounder, go up against Dylan Sewer from Guthrie Center. And that match is going to be brought to you by the First Iowa State Bank. That is match number 1221 on mat number 4. And we are just underway here. And Conley, in the opening 10 seconds, gets taken down by Sewer. So it's Sewer on top of Conley from Moravia. The score now 2-0. We're at class 1A 285 quarterfinal match, and Coach Little, what do you know about, oh, here we go, a half Nelson in here by Sewer, and Dylan Connolly in trouble for Moravia. With a minute and 11 to go, it's locked up tight, and call the pin
wow.
in 52 seconds.
Dang hey, on it.
Dylan Connolly has got an hour now to regroup, and, you know, that was a real tough quarterfinal draw for Dylan Connolly there. He's a 39-8 senior on the year here, and he's just going to move down, and his next opponent is going to be Drew George from Durant. So that's one that I think he can handle, folks. George from Durant versus Conley from Moravia in the consolation match, and that'll come here in about an hour.
Coach, you know, the Southern Iowa wrestlers have really shown themselves well here. I know that, you know, you're going to concentrate on your guys, but it also has to make you feel pretty good when you look around and see those South Central Conference foes doing what they're doing as well.
We came in last night about 5:45, 6 o'clock, got a workout in, and we stuck around and watched all of our conference wrestlers compete last night. Albia had a hell of a round. I mean, like I said about ours, that's five kids that went out and executed five game plans and got to where they needed to be. They weren't the prettiest, but it doesn't matter how pretty it is. At the end of the day, you get your arm raised.
This is not a beauty contest.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about Tucker Black's match. I thought that was one of the most exciting matches. I don't know if there have been any other four overtime matches up here today in the quarterfinals, and I think there might have been one or two yesterday for all three classes. But take us through the last really 6 minutes of that match, because the first minute was all Tucker Black, and the last 7 minutes was all
back and forth.
Yeah.
Tucker is very sound. He got to that high crotch, switched off to that double, and as soon as I saw joint holding onto the back of his neck, I knew he was going to be in trouble when Tucker got him to the mat. As a coach, I'd like to see you finish the match right there, and then we don't have to worry about the next 7 minutes afterwards. I don't have to almost have a stroke. The point in the last overtime, he had rode us soundly. We had rode him soundly. If we pick down that last 30 seconds and we don't get out, we get beat. If we pick up, ride him for 30 seconds, we win the match.
Well, I'm glad that
very,
was
what I did was unorthodox. Not very many times do you choose up in that situation because you bank on your athlete getting out.
It was a good thing that was a 30-second period instead of a 32-second period.
I agree. But like I said, we had to make a decision. You've got 0.2 seconds to make it. You got to be confident in what you do. Your athlete has to believe in you when you tell him what he needs to do. The thing with Tucker is his confidence never wavers. When he was up 6-0 or when it was tied, Tucker's mind never changes. It's still forward. He's relentless. And when I told him that he needed to go up, he knew his job was to ride him for 30 seconds and not ask questions, and that's exactly what he did.
Well, he rode him hard and got that big win for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets.
Coach, your decision on Wednesday night to not let Maroff wrestle Shalusta. It looks pretty smart now, doesn't it? I know you've caught a lot of flack about that, but you told me Wednesday night, I'm going to put my wrestlers in the best position possible. I know you had a few fans not very happy with you, but guess what? You put Maroff in the best position possible. Shalusta didn't know how Maroff was going to wrestle, and you put him in the best position possible. Congratulations, you got the win.
He couldn't come to our level. That's what it boils down to. When Blake stays where Blake needs to stay, that kid has got Division I talent. It's just a matter of where his mind's at when he steps on the mat. The ability's there. It's when his mind is on, he is as hard to beat as anybody else in this state. You know, to our fans and stuff, I didn't like what we had to do Wednesday night. Not one bit. I mean, I'm a competitive person.
The state put you in that place.
Yes,
you know, putting you guys in place. If you go back a year ago, you're wrestling the Saturday after, and to take all that pressure, not just off the kids, but really on the coaches and the administration trying to make the right decision for the individual kids.
Yep. And here's how we sit. We had 7 qualifiers. We had 20 kids up here Wednesday night. I've got 7 parents sitting in that stand that are thinking, boy, if we draw Auburnett Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, I want us to have our best game plan and only have to beat them once. I've got 13 other parents sitting in the stands saying, well, my kid didn't qualify, so I want to win the team thing. It's a fine line to balance.
Well, it's a great accomplishment for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets to be the runner-up in the state team duels. And it's also a great thing when you have the honor of putting the medals onto the wrestlers on the medal stand and shaking the hand of your champion.
And things that people outside don't understand. We are a family. Our coaching staff is one of the best coaching staffs in the state. We know what our kid wants, what he needs, and how to get him there. A lot of times fans and parents have the best intentions, but they don't always have all the knowledge that we have or all the facts that we have to make the decisions. I appreciate all the support that Rocket Nation gives us.
It's amazing,
every
Coach.
Day.
We're standing here. The texts that keep coming in really would astound you, the number of people that right now there's about 1,600 people online watching us, and we've got about 30 texts that just came in while I'm sitting here talking
awesome.
To you. They love you. They care about you, and we can always count on them. And that's got to be a really good feeling
it
as
is.
A coach, man. You know you've got all these people behind you and your kids that come in here because this is an overwhelming environment. It's an awesome environment, but it can be really intimidating. And when you know you have that kind of fan support, it has to give you guys a little extra something.
We know what our job is to do. The boys feed off of it. Boy, it makes your job easy to go out on that mat when you know you've got that many people supporting you. Like I said, the one thing about Wednesday night again is in the position that we're in, we have to make tough decisions. One thing that I figured out in life is you're never going to make everybody happy. No matter what I ever do in my personal life or as a coach, I'm not always going to make everybody happy.
I can't
happy.
Make myself happy. How in the world am I going to make somebody
exactly.
else, buddy?
So you make the decision that you think is best for your program. You move forward, and if people are upset with you, they are. If they support you, they support you. But at the end of the day, when we go to bed and wake up, we have to live with what we look at in the mirror. And well, I felt very confident after our decision Wednesday night that we could sleep that night.
Coach, I know you won't be sleeping until Sunday night. And even then, buddy, the adrenaline will still be going. But, man, we're proud of Rocket Nation. And thanks so much for the great job you guys are doing. Thanks for coming up here and being a part of this. And, you got good guys behind you. You got Coach Johnson, Coach Crosby. You know, you guys got a great coaching door.
Dyke, yes, absolutely. Cheston, we've got six selfless people. I mean, that staff just wants what's best for the kids, and we do what we've got to do to get that accomplished.
Coach, before we let you go, what do you know about Jaron Glosser's next match up here against this Bloomy?
We had some eyes on him yesterday. He had not a very good first-round draw. Anytime you draw Carter Happel, you're out behind the woodshed before you start. But solid on his feet. Doesn't look like he's that technical on top or on bottom. Jaron, we'll have Jaron in the right frame of mind. I have no doubt Jaron Glosser will go forward.
Well, let's root for Jaron Glosser
absolutely.
To stand tall on that podium, get up there to the third place, and he's still got that in his sights for the Eddyville Blakesburg
Rockets. One tough kid, no doubt about that. He is a winner.
Hey, and I want to thank you guys for promoting the sport of wrestling. There's not enough coverage for this sport that it deserves. We don't get enough love. For the time that you guys put into this and all the airtime that you put towards it, it really means a lot to the sport of wrestling, period. Because if it wasn't for people like this, mainstream people don't get information.
Well, the IOC made some bad decisions, but they're going to hear from the wrestling nation.
I would not want Coach Brands, Coach Gable,
my gosh,
Coach John Smith. I wouldn't want those people sitting across the table from me telling me I'm right or wrong.
Hey, right. Coach, here is some candy. You've had a sweet tournament, some sweet candies from Piper's, the old-fashioned general store, handmade candy and deli sandwiches in Sheraton. Go have some fun, Coach, and I know you got to get right back at it.
Hey, best of luck to the rest of the schools in our conference. Like I said a week ago when I talked to Joe, I was very confident that our conference would come up here and represent our area very strong.
And they are getting it
done. Every one of us should be proud of the job that we've done.
Outstanding. Coach Little for Rocket Nation. That interview brought to you by Cinef Auction Services, Eddyville Lumber, First Iowa State Bank, UGL, and Ajinomoto Heartland USA. And, of course, Leffler Dirt Work and Forge Grill in Eddyville. Great job out of Coach Little. And, Joe, I'll tell you what, these coaches, they get you pumped and excited and ready to go. And we've got more wrestling coverage moving to 120 in Class 3A.
Yeah, there was no break in the action between the Class 1A quarterfinals and the Class 3A quarterfinals. And, folks, we will not have a break when we go to the consolation elimination matches for Class 1A after this. So our next match we're going to be watching is going to be Nate Caves. Nate Caves will be going up against Elijah Jeffrey from Lennox. That's LNM. I'll get a read on where LNM is from. If you missed it, the 285-pound match, Dylan Cochran, he lost by fall to a very tough Guthrie Center kid, and he will compete in the consolation match there. We're bringing you live wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. We're waiting for a mat to come open here. We're probably about 3 minutes away from Nate Caves from Oskaloosa.
Yeah, we want to make sure that everyone knows that Briar Cochran came out in his first match, and and was pinned, unfortunately. And Dylan Conley at 285, you just heard Joe mention, for Moravia, also was pinned in his match. They're going to be wrestling here right after this 3A action. So, Mohawk fans, your wrestlers are still alive. They still have a shot to work their way up to that third spot on the podium. That's an amazing place to get to. And Coach Johnson, you know, both those wrestlers are very capable of making their way up that podium.
Oh, absolutely. That's, you know, and your goal is to win the whole darn thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know,
yep.
But if you can come back and get to third, there's a lot of people tell you it's tougher to get third than it is to get second.
That long road.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you right
really
now,
is.
That's
so
a long road to hoe.
Once you get in the backside, it's a dogfight, and, you know, it's just you lose, you're out. So it really some of the pressure's gone, and so we just go from there.
Well, Nate Caves will be wrestling here momentarily. He's going to take on Elijah Jeffrey.
He's from Linmar, Marion. That's what LNM stands for. There are all kinds of acronyms. Some of these schools, there's five or six of them put together, and it's a tongue twister, or you can take a few seconds to pronounce the names of all the towns that are in the Consolidated Wrestling School District. But Linmar, Marion, it'll be Elijah Jeffrey versus Nate Caves from Oskaloosa. It's a 3A quarterfinal match at 120 pounds. And we have that match coming up.
Mat number eight.
Looks like we're going to be on mat number four. Mat number four.
Numbers off. That's all.
Yeah. All right. Now, there's a shot in there by Linmar on an ankle pick, and he does get around. Boy, that was a quick takedown call there. They're out of bounds, and looked to me like Caves might have fought that one off, but they gave it to Jeffrey from Linmar Marion. They're out of bounds. Only 14 seconds gone here in this 120-pound quarterfinal match, Class 3A. So there's Nate Caves from Oskaloosa. He gets set. He's covered by Jeffrey. Jeffrey from Linmar Marion in the black singlet. Nate Caves from Oskaloosa, the white top to the singlet with the burgundy bottom. Big O on the back. It's a two-tone O. Maroon and white. Now Jeffrey with the cross leg right in there. He tries to stretch him out with a guillotine. Nothing doing there. Now he's going to try the power half. He's got both legs in. He's got the cross body right in there. Both legs in there. Looks like he's going to try to work that power half. 111 remains here. First period action. Class 3A. 120-pound quarterfinal match featuring Nate Caves from Oskaloosa. Now Jeffrey gives up those legs, tries to work a chicken wing in on the left side. And with 58 seconds to go, we've got to stop in the action. And do we have blood? We've got blood on Nate Caves. So Nate Caves goes to the blood corner.
He was bleeding yesterday, too, so he might have a little nose problem there. Dings easy. But, you know, like we said yesterday, it's hard to leg a legger, and they threw legs in on Caves, and Oski knows legs. And he just wasn't turning, even really putting him in much danger of getting near fall there, but was keeping us down there.
All right, Ottumwa wrestling fans listening in on 96.7. Don't go anywhere, because with this stoppage in time for the blood timeout, we're probably going to run right into Karsten Van Velser's match. He will be going up against Andrew Steert. So Karsten Van Velser just about three matches away, but we are at a stop in the action for a blood timeout for Nate Caves. The blood corner physician there with the blue gloves on him, the nylon gloves.
And Joe, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I had a blood time, and I want to get to a couple of texts that came through that people with a couple of questions. Can you please announce the results of Dale Hyman at 160 and 1-8? Dale will advance. He advances due to an injury default by his opponent. So Dale will advance on. Also want to give a shout out to Had the archers checking in from Rockin' Nation. They wanted to give a shout-out to Coach Little. And also, let's go from the Rockets, the mini Rockets. Those Rocket younger wrestlers are listening in and rooting you
awesome.
Guys on.
Awesome.
All right, we're back to live wrestling action now. Nate Caves, he's got his bloody nose plugged up. He's back onto the mat. If you're just joining us here, folks, Oskaloosa Indian Class 3A, Nate Caves is taken down at the beginning here of the first period at 120 pounds, 3A quarterfinal action. And he's competing now. He's on his stomach, broken down here by Elijah Jeffrey from Linmar Marion. And Jeffrey will be able to ride him out for the rest of that first period. So 2-0 the score as we go to two. Jeffrey has the choice. He takes down. So with a 2-0 score, Elijah Jeffrey from Linmar Marion selects the down position. Nate Caves from Oskaloosa, the 35-8 on the year junior, steps in there, covers his opponent, and off the whistle, it's a swim out by Jeffrey. Now Jeffrey, broken down by Caves. Caves from Oskaloosa puts the head in the hole. Jeffrey back up to his base, tries to stand up, and at the edge of the mat, they are off the mat with 1:41 to go here in the second period. So good job riding there by Nate Caves. Folks, it's 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com. And if you're just joining us on 1490 KXLQ, we want to thank the listeners on the jock that are getting in on this Iowa High School 3A quarterfinal championship side wrestling action. We are bringing you the Southern Iowa matches, and we'll try to give you a flavor of everybody as Nate Case from Oskaloosa is riding his opponent from Linmar Marion, Elijah Jeffrey, very hard. The score 2-0. Jeffrey on top. They're out of bounds again. So Jeffrey gets set at the center, and he's covered by Caves. Now Caves tries to break him down with the bar arm. There's a Granby attempt there by Jeffrey. Nice job staying back on the hips by Caves. Not a lot of momentum on that Granby, but there's a side roll by Jeffrey, and he works that to perfection, folks. Gets the side roll, locks up a butcher, and he's going to score a couple back points. Nope, it was too quick back and forth, and good luck there for Nate Caves. The official a little bit out of position there, couldn't quite get the count going quick enough, and Caves was able to roll out of it and avoid any back points there. But he trails now after that reversal here to start the second, in the middle of the second period, 4-0 the score.
I'd really like the way Caves wrestles. He's just really strong. He's wrestling a really solid kid here, and he's holding his own and then some, but little experience here might be getting to him.
Yeah, very very talented Elijah Jeffrey. He's 45-2 on the season coming into this match, so a lot of talent out there on the mat right now between Caves and Evans. And folks on the championship side from here on out, they're all really, really, really good. You got some great ones. But there's no slouches left over here on the championship side. Well, after these matches, we'll be down to the semifinal four.
I want to get you a quick update here. We were going to bring you Joe McGinnis of Indianola taking on Stroker Bettendorf, and it went too fast, guys. As I was trying to get in just real quick to get that set up, just as soon as the whistle blows, McGinnis gets pinned by Stroker. Giaffredi's going to be on deck next for Indianola. Let's get to him as well, but keep the match going there for Caves.
And what happened there on mat 7 to McGinnis?
McGinnis got pinned in about 15 seconds.
Well, there's no shame in being pinned by Freddie Stroker from Bettendorf.
Sir.
He's pinned a lot of them. Meanwhile, we conclude the second period, and it'll be Nate Caves trailing 4-0. He will take the up position. A little bit unusual there. Caves takes up trailing 4-0, so he must like his chances to turn him over here. Coach Tony Johnson, a little bit unusual there for Nate Caves, but he has been ridden hard by Jeffrey.
Well,
he got ridden the entirety after the takedown there in the first period and after that reversal.
I knew he wouldn't go down under this guy. He almost turned us a few times, but I didn't know we'd go top. We didn't have much luck turning him before. The only thing else left is neutral, and we got taken down there, too. So
yep.
Where else do you go?
Well, Caves is a leg rider, and he's got that leg in there. He trails 4-0 with a minute and 38 seconds to go in his 120-pound quarterfinal match. So come on, Oskaloosa Indians. Root on Nate Caves. Hug those radios and get him fired up here. We've got 1 minute, 25 seconds to go. He trails 4-0. It's Nate Caves from Oskaloosa. He got a pin in the first round over Cole Evans from Fort Dodge. And now we've got a stalemate with 1:16 to go. We'll reset it. Elijah Jeffrey from Linmar Marion gets set. He's covered by Caves, and off the whistle, it is a sit-out by Jeffrey. Now Caves trying to get that leg in, try to break him down. Now butcher by Caves, gives up that leg. Good job of Jeffrey by grabbing Caves' arm and wrist control right there by Jeffrey. And Caves has got to get his arm loose. Jeffrey has got control of that hand. Now he gives it up, posts the arm, and Butcher is at the edge of the mat, and Caves shoves him off the mat, and we're out of bounds with 48 seconds to go in this match. A 4-0 lead for Jeffrey from Linmar Marion over Caves from Oskaloosa.
Jeffrey seems satisfied just to stay down there. He's up 4-0, and he doesn't had really any danger of getting turned, so he's just kind of just taking a good base, and you see no explosion on the whistle. But Caves has got to just man up and turn him. He's going to have to turn him a couple times or pin him.
Well, we predicted a chance
there's
there.
A stall.
There's a stall against Jeffrey.
Had that a little earlier, but
36 seconds to go.
It's pretty obvious he doesn't want to move on the bottom.
Yep. We're just seconds away, folks, from Karsten Van Velser to take the match at Class 3A 138. He'll be the next mat available in match number 3189. So we've got Nate Caves from Oskaloosa competing with 18 seconds to go. He needs to try something in desperation here with 15 seconds to go. He has not scored in this match. He trails 4-0. And with 11 seconds to go, I think we're going to see a stall call on Jeffrey. But it's going to be too little too late. It'll be time running out on Nate Caves. He goes down to a 4-0 defeat at 120 pounds. And, boy, I hate to see that. Nate Caves just shut out there. He's got a match against Southeast Polk next. So Southeast Polk always tough up here at Wells Fargo. He'll be going up against Aaron Meyer next.
All these Oskaloosa matches brought to you by Advanced Concrete Specialist, where they can get it all done when it comes to concrete. Is this a true statement, Coach Johnson?
Absolutely. We say just done or done right, and we do it right just like the wrestlers are doing it right up here. And
that's the only way to get it done. Is
do it right.
Do it right.
Yep. You can get it done, but we'll do it right for you.
Well, you know, I was out in Vegas and had this concrete convention going on, and it was amazing the things that you can do with concrete.
And Tony didn't go to the concrete convention.
Well, I saw him out there, but he was at the roulette wheel all day.
No, I was back here coaching. I really wanted to go this year, actually.
It was amazing. I could not believe the amount of different displays and the things they do with concrete.
It's concrete.
Absolutely.
What are you talking about? It's just concrete.
Hey. Oh, no, that's good stuff.
No, I'm kidding. They do lots of great stuff with concrete.
Well, get a hold of Tony here.
Yeah, we'll put him in under some concrete,
yeah.
Right?
I got some concrete boots for him.
Better pack a lunch.
Special order.
Yeah, you're separated by about four glass windows. That's not enough.
You know, next year, and
he's locking the door over there. Look at it.
It is a Southern Iowa company. Next year, we need to get a hold of Jay Johnson from Ideal Ready Mix. He was a state place winner.
Champion.
State champion, and he would be a great sponsor at Ideal Ready Mix for high school wrestling. We might try to get a hold of him and see if he wants to buy some ads and sponsor some of these semifinal matches tomorrow.
Come up with our own move, the concrete dump. That sounds like Joe Millie's in a bad bathroom scene.
Yeah, Jay Johnson from Burlington, Iowa. He was a state champion, and that was probably back in 79 or 80.
Yes, sir. I deal with Ideal every day, and they're a really good company, and that'd be a good sponsor, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
Well, Tony, give us give the people your phone number if they're looking for some concrete work, and you know that season's coming along, buddy.
Yeah, you can get us at home at 641-673-4707, or you can get me on my cell phone 23 and a half hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, you're taking some time off, it sounds like.
Yeah, at 641-660-1432, 660-1432. We'd love to come out and look at it.
Advanced Concrete Specialist, Coach Tony Johnson will come out and personally take care of that for you. He is bringing all these Oskaloosa matches.
I believe we're 50 seconds away from Karsten Van Velser. I think he's going to be on mat number one. What? His opponent will be Andrew Steyert.
You know how I know we're getting closer to the match? I start doing the pre-wrestling shuffle. You know, if you're watching us on Ustream via the KIC website, right now you're starting to see the pre-wrestling shuffle. You know, all
okay, we're
going
to have Matt 5. Matt 5 is going to be Karsten Van Velser. That has been called. So Karsten Van Velser, he takes the mat, and they shake hands. And we're underway. Class 3A, 138 pounds. It's Karsten Van Velser for the Ottumwa Bulldogs on his feet. His opponent is Andrew Steyert. Steyert is from Waverly Shell Rock. And Karsten Van Velser in on a double leg, dumps him to his stomach, and gets the opening points for the Ottumwa Bulldogs. Way to go, Karsten Van Velser. Quickly on the left side, Van Velser puts the leg in. Going to try that splaydle. And, man, he can throw that splaydle from anywhere.
That was excellent setup and excellent penetration. Just shot clear through the hip, and now he's down. He's pounding on the head, trying to power happy. He's getting a little high.
He needs to get that leg in on the other side. He's in danger of being reversed. He tries the whizzer, but he's out of position, folks, and a really good wrestler there, Steyert from Waverly Shell Rock, trying to execute and get that reversal, but no give in Karsten Van Velser, but he's way too high, folks. He's trying to power half. Now he goes to the whizzer. He's dumped to his butt, and it's almost like a double leg takedown now for Steyert. He should be able to score the reversal unless Carson Van Velser can get behind, and he does. Great job by Carson Van Velser.
He fought his hips back.
It looked like he was dumped to his butt, and Carson Van Velser, with a little bit of a high leg ride, got in trouble but was able to get out of it. Now we've got a stalemate with 39 seconds to go. Carson Van Velser with the early takedown. Rises opponent until 39 seconds remain.
We're going to also bring in some action from Indianola. Landon Bellew is going to be taking the mat against Jacob Woodward of Bettendorf. That'll be going here in just a few moments, but we're going to keep it on Tumble wrestler Van Velser.
All right, a stand-up here by Steyert. Dropped down on the legs by Van Velser with 28 seconds to go in the first period. Van Velser riding hard. Now a roll attempt there by Steyert. And Steyert looks like he's going to get the reversal. He does. Now Steyert with the two-point reversal. Roly-poly move there by Van Velser. Van Velser tries to get his own reversal. And there was a couple of side rolls. Great action here. And now Steyert in on the leg. Van Velser with some kind of a...
Oh.
What was that move there, Coach Johnson?
It was kind of like a sit duck, but he had the leg, and he really was just trying to go for it, but it really wasn't much there. It looked like he tried to hurt his leg more than anything.
Well, it's 2-2 as we go to...
I like it.
Yeah, I like it, too. It was fast and furious. I never saw that before. I got to ask Karsten when we get him up here what that was.
I really like him. The way he goes and gets at it is just awesome.
Landon Bellew taking the mat against Woodward of Bettendorf, Bellew of Indianola. Is trailing now 2-0. 20 seconds gone by, first period.
All right, Carson Van Velser takes the down position to start the second period. His opponent, Steyert from Waverly, Shell Rock, riding him hard. And there's a sit out by Van Velser. Van Velser looks like he could get around. Tries the butcher now after that great sit out, and he's got the reversal. There's 2 points, 4-2 now. The score, Carson Van Velser leads. He's riding back on the legs again. Now he breaks him down with a bar arm with 1:30 to go in the second period. Carson Van Velser in this Class 3A 138 quarterfinal match. He leads 4-2 near the edge of the mat. The wrestlers get off the mat, and we will have a stoppage in the action with 1:17 remaining in the second period. 4-2, Van Velser on Ottumwa up.
Bellew over there on mat number one, out trailing now 2-1. He gets the escape, a little blood timeout on that mat, and we'll go right back to that Van Velser's match for Ottumwa.
And Steyert gets set, and Van Velser covers a little bit too hard, and there is a caution on that cover. The official said he came in there a little bit too hard. Off the whistle, Van Velser tries to break him down, and no action there by Steyert off that whistle. He just kind of went into freeze mode. I don't know if he's trying to set something up there. There's that side roll that he was effective with in the first period, but not very much action there from Steyert. And Van Velser with a cross face real hard. Oh, there's Steyert. He grabs the leg. He's in on the ankle. Steyert's in on the ankle. Van Velser out a little bit high. Steyert's trying to, from Waverly Shellrock, trying to get his hips back and get a two-point reversal to tie this thing with 47 seconds to go. Van Velser a little bit high, in danger of giving up this reversal with 41 seconds to go. Looks like Van Velser's going to hope for a stalemate here. He's got the power half in, and he's just a little bit too high, folks, right now with 34 seconds to go. It looks like Steyert is going to get the reversal. He's got plenty of time, trying to come out the bottom. Van Velser working a whizzer now, and he's out of position to have that whizzer in, but with 24 seconds to go, he's hanging on just enough that Steyert does not score. So Steyert trying to get his head out and get the score. And Coach Johnson, what a great job hanging on for the last 30 seconds, even if he doesn't get it done all the way.
Yeah, he doesn't give up anything easy, and he still doesn't have it. I thought it was over about 20 seconds ago, but he just keeping him tied up enough with his legs. He's great with his legs, which I like too.
Well, there's 3 seconds to go, 2-1, and Carson Van Velser gets it done. Hangs on. It was so close to Carson Van Velser giving it up that he didn't get a stalemate called, and 4-2 going to the third.
I've got Landon Bellew of Indianola trailing now 4-1 of Jacob Woodward from Bettendorf. Bellew trailing 4-1. On the other mat, another Indianola wrestler, Matt Victor, has just taken the mat, and one period gone by, there is no score. He's taking on Joel Northrup of Lindmar of Marion.
All right, Carson Van Velser covers his opponent. It is Jacob Steyert from Waverly Shell Rock. Steyert with the stand-up to start the third period. It's a 4-2 lead for Carson Van Velser in this Class 3A 138-pound quarterfinal match. Trying to advance to the semifinals for Ottumwa Bulldogs is Carson Van Velser. He's riding with 1:30 to go here with a 4-2 lead. Carson Van Velser got the cross body ride in, a stand-up attempt by Steyert. Andrew Steyert from Waverly Shellrock, 40-1 on the season, and now we've got a stalemate with 1:23 to go. Let's see what Steyert's first move is here. He's been trying to set up a side roll, and he gets in on a kind of like a single leg, switches to a double leg, and Carson Van Velsert, there it is again, the same thing again, but now Van Velsert gives up the leg, and he's riding up on the top, tries a bar arm, and there's a stall warning against Steyert. Steyert warned for stalling here, and he trails 4-2. And he's been trying to set up a side roll or something, folks, and we've noticed off the whistle, not a whole lot of action from Steyert. Now Carson Van Velsert breaks him down. He's got the arm barred on the right-hand side. Pressure on the hips at the center of the mat still. Plenty of room to do anything that he wants to. And now Steyert with a stand-up. Carson Van Velsert kind of brings him down with the shoulders. Now Steyert back to his base. And a cradle attempt there by Van Velsert. Now Van Velsert. And we've got a stall warning on Van Velsert.
Real quick update here, gentlemen. The blue of Indianola trails now 7-1. The hands of Woodward of Bettendorf and Victor from Indianola is now trailing 1-0 as he started in the cover position beginning of the second period. He trails 1-0.
Coach Johnson, I was surprised to see that stall call against Carson Van Velsert. He was working hard on top.
Yeah, that Shell Rock kid was hanging his head, and we just got called for stall, and we were just working and working and working trying to do our job, and then bang, he got. Calls the stall and stops action.
There's 21 seconds remaining. Carson Van Velsert with the crossbody ride in there with 17 seconds to go. If there's not a stalemate call, I do not see his opponent, Andrew Steyert, getting out of this. So Steyert in danger of giving it up, going down to defeat to Carson Van Velsert. Van Velsert with the crossbody ride in. 3 seconds to go. He's going to get it done, folks.
Yes, sir.
Carson Van Velsert will advance to the semifinal round.
Good job.
He gets up with the victorious hand clap, and way to go, Ottumwa Bulldogs, and a great match brought to you folks here by the Albia Hy-Vee, proud to be the number one supporter of juvenile diabetes each year, and the Monroe County Hospital. Great job, Carson Van Velsert. Coach Kevin Cochran gets it done with his wrestler, Carson Van Velsert. Super job. Coach Cochran has to take the leg bands off of his wrestler, Carson Van Velsert. And how's our Indianola Indians doing South Interstate 80 there?
Landon Ballou is trailing now 7-1. Another injury timeout. They've had that match riddled full of blood and injury timeouts. All minor injuries, nothing major. But 7-1 there in the second period, 51 seconds to go. But over on the opposite mat, it's Victor from Indianola taking on Northrop of Linmar. 1-0. Northrop, Linmar. Out in front as the second period comes to a completion.
Well, I tell you, Tumwa should be proud of that match.
Absolutely
there.
Huge.
That's a big upset. You know, I don't know what that kid's ranked, but one loss, probably first or second.
Number one,
somewhere.
I thought
is he number one, probably.
I could be mistaken.
Was that a number one kid from Shell Rock?
The coach talked to us beforehand about that, and I couldn't remember if he was number one or number two.
You're talking about Steyert there from Waverly Shell Rock. I believe he was the number two ranked wrestler, but I'll be able to pull that up for you here in just seconds with the technology that I have available to me on the internet. That internet is really something, isn't it, folks?
We've got Victor still underway here for Indianola. He's trailing 1-0, 52 or a minute 52 in the third period. Victor trailing by one. Northrop's only point coming on the escape to begin that second period as he started in the down position. Linmar's Northrop covering. Gets Victor broken down from Indianola on the mat. He's got to get the escape here with 1:44 to go to get this thing tied up. Still a blood timeout on the far mat. 32 seconds in, and they're doing some blood cleanup. 7-1 is the score over on the 1:38 contest. Ballou of Indianola trailing Woodward of Bettendorf. But right back to Matt, number two at 1:45.
And
it's 1-0 Northrop out in front of Victor of Indianola.
And that was another number one wrestler that went down to the Southern Iowa Dynamo wrestling programs that are featured on 96.7 KIIC. We have been bringing you all this live high school wrestling action. It's the 2013 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships quarterfinal action. Carson Van Velsert from Ottumwa.
Seventh ranked.
Takes care of number one, Andrew Steert from Waverly Shell Rock. So congratulations,
Carson. It has been the down of the number one. That's been the storyline. You look at the number ones that have went down in the all day long yesterday and again once to, today, and that just goes to prove to that old adage that rankings do not matter.
But the other thing that is very important to understand is all high-quality wrestlers up here, and if you are number one, you've got a number on your back, and that number is one.
That's a very good point.
And those folks that are number one need to have a mentality, hey, I've got a number on my back every time I go out, and I'm going to get the best that kid has to throw at me every time I'm out there. And sometimes there's a little bit of an advantage to be the underdog. So, hey, we want to talk a little bit here about match number 3197 on mat 5.
Okay, I'm going to make sure everybody gets updated. Blue of Indianola trailing Woodward now 9-2, 1:58 to go, third period. That match riddled with blood timeouts. Over here on mat number 2 is a tight contest. Victor of Indianola trailing by 1. He's being covered and ridden this entire third period by Northrop of Lindmar. The only point coming in this contest, 1-0 score, is an escape.
And there is a one-point stall penalty, and we've tied that thing up. An official puts himself in the center of the match, and really that was probably the right call.
8 seconds to go, and Victor trying to get to his base, but Northrop from Lindmar doing a great job of riding, and this is going to go once again to a sudden victory. Let's get to that match you wanted to set up, Joe.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that match down there with Indianola. If he keeps the pressure on here, a stall call is a sudden victory because he's been warned for stalling and has gotten a point for stalling. So if Indianola can keep the pressure on here, get another stall call, that would be a win for the Indianola squad there.
Sudden victory here, 47 seconds to go. The first takedown wins. Victor from Indianola taking on Northrop of Lindmar. We're at 145 pounds, just underway, sudden victory. Well, not just underway, we're nearly 30 seconds in. They're going to go back to the center of the mat and reset things. Lindmar's Northrop got to this match via the pin. Victor got the major decision.
And that
48-0 is Northrop.
Yeah, that's a number one ranked wrestler there, too. So Victor doing what he needs to. He's taking the number one ranked wrestler to overtime here in the quarterfinals, Class 3A, 145 pounds.
Well, another number one go down here on these mats. We're going to find out here, final 17 seconds of the sudden victory. Here's a shot in there and a double leg, but right at the edge of the mat. We're going to go back and reset things at the center of the mat. Victor, Indianola, Northrop, Lindmar.
All right, we want to talk about
start the pummel right now at the center of the mat.
John Mullaney from Iowa City West.
Sorry about that, Joe. There's a shot in there by Victor. That was fought off. And Langrib will be coming up here in just a few minutes for Oskaloosa. Let's go real quick. Joe, you were setting that matchup as the final 5 seconds were winding down.
John Mullaney from Iowa City West, grandson of Joe and Diane Zapatel there in Mystic. Be Chad Zapatel's nephew there. He's competing against Caldwell from Clinton, trailing 2-0 as the second period starts.
We're in our first overtime here. Victor starts in the cover position. A stand-up attempt there by Northrop of Lindmar. Covered by Victor, and they'll go off the mat to 17 seconds here. Big 17 seconds here.
Boy, a great job there by Victor to take him down out of bounds with just 17 seconds remaining. Northrop, it looked like Northrop was out.
He got into his feet, Joe, nearly got those hands separated, but a great job there by Victor, and not to get the stall as well. Northrop, covered by Victor. Northrop gets to his feet, trying to get the hands separated. Now a drop down to the single leg by Victor. He's in deep on the single leg, trying to hold on. Final 10 seconds here. 9 seconds. Victor in deep on that single leg.
5 seconds to go.
Trying to avoid,
that reversal
here. 2 seconds. One, the step over, and no points were given. That is huge. Huge right out there by Victor, the Northrop. Northrop of Lindmar, the number one rated wrestler right now, and an escape right here, gentlemen,
if I'm wearing the stripes, that's a two-point reversal.
That was a step over.
If I'm wearing the stripes, that's two.
Victor, at least one, right?
Yeah.
Trying to get up here, Northrop.
The other times you'll see the one come out on that situation.
Now, Victor gets to his base. He faces Northrop, trying to get the ankle separated, the leg separated, as Northrop hangs on to that back leg.
And that's what these wrestlers can do with only a 30-second period. They can just grab that leg and hang on, and we got maybe a chance for Victor to get a stall call.
He might get the stall call on Northrop, but maybe get the escape right here.
It'd be a stalemate before a stall, more than likely.
4 seconds, 3 seconds. He's got the leg out. He's kind of trying to run out of it. 1 second, and time will expire, and we're going to go into our fourth overtime for the second time today.
Oh, man, and it's number one ranked Joel Northrop from Lindmar. He takes down. He has his choice. He thinks he can get out and get away from sixth-ranked Matt Victor from Indianola. And, folks, this is a barn-burning match, and we have brought you so many here today on 96.7
Here's
KIIC.
A stand-up right away, and Northrop trying to get away, but Victor right down there on that ankle has it covered up 21 seconds.
Uh-oh.
He's got to get to that second ankle here real quick. Still hanging on.
Could be a stall call.
And that's potentially dangerous. Boy, that actually worked out to Victor's favor.
15 seconds ticked off the clock there. There's 15 more remaining.
Here's how it goes down, folks. If Northrop is able to get the escape, he wins. If Victor is able to cover, he wins. There's a stand-up. A deep waist in there still by Victor. He drops down to the ankle. Gets a hold of the ankle. 9 seconds to go. Still trying to hang on the ankle. Northrop faces him.
He's going to win. He's going to win. He
five
can't
seconds,
get out.
Four,
there's
three,
a potentially dangerous again, and
two,
Victor
one.
Will win.
Victor of Indianola with the upset over the number one rated wrestler from Linmar. Northrop goes down to Victor in a big decision in four overtimes. And how about that, gentlemen? The second four overtime victory and the second number one wrestler to go down.
You know what I think, Jason? I think that Victor was the victor.
He was the victor. Victor the victor at 152 pounds for Indianola. And we got to keep on moving on, guys. We're going to be moving right up to 160. As Cody Jones is going to be coming out here in just a few minutes. But we'll also have
Cody
Landry.
Jones won't be till later on today.
Right.
The next match that we have for you will be Andrew Landry from Oskaloosa. That's bout number 3206. Yep. We're at 3204 right now. So, folks, don't go anywhere. We'll tell you a little bit here about the match with John Mullaney from Iowa City West. He trails 5-0 in the third period with 40 seconds remaining. And now he gets his first point with an escape with 35 seconds to go. He's working real hard. Down 5-1 at a 152-pound match, Class 3A quarterfinal action. Mullaney represents Iowa City West but has Appanoose County ties.
I want to go back to that last match and kind of notice something here that we've doing as coaching, because when it's 0-0 like that and it comes down to an escape, you see a lot of guys in the between the end of the first period, they'll defer.
Right.
We take our choice, so we go down to get our point out first, so we have our choice, which it comes down. It might be a long time down the road, but thinking ahead, if there's no point scored at the end of the first and it's our choice, we take the choice, we get our down position, we get our one, score the first point in the match. That way, when it come down here, when it come down, it's not a coin flip in the fourth overtime. It's
absolutely
the first point scored.
Coach Cochran talked about that two weeks ago.
Northrop had his choice. He took down. He thought he was going to be able to get
down
out.
And got rode out.
Yep.
But, you know, it came down in Tucker's match with our triple, quadruple overtime. You know, we scored the first takedown, but we had our choice, and that was huge.
Well, that's the second time in a row that we've called a match that in the fourth overtime, the bottom guy on the bottom lost.
Yeah. Did not get out. And generally, that's the no-brainer. You go down, and that's it. You get the heck out of
there.
That
would be what you would anticipate happening, but it's
when
proven
it gets
out.
The grain, yeah.
Yep. Let's go over to Jay Mill. Joe Millage down the way on 4A, and his battery's dead. He's waving at me. I thought you were doing the funky chicken back there. You can't defend yourself with a down mic, buddy.
All right, Mullaney back on the mat after a blood timeout, 152 pounds, 30 seconds remain. He's in on a double leg. He's got a lot of action going, but he's trailing by a 5-1 margin, trying to set up a throw here at the edge of the mat. They're out of bounds with 21 seconds. And Mullaney in trouble of going down here with 20 seconds remaining in his 152-pound match. Don't go anywhere, folks, because we are just seconds away from Andrew Landry taking the mat against Cameron Rachi from Cedar Rapids Prairie, and there's a shot in there at 152 pounds now, and it looks like we're going to have a takedown for Mullaney, but it's too late, and it's a 5-1 win.
Little extra action
there. Mullaney, he didn't hear the whistle or he didn't pay attention to it.
They got him calmed down.
Mullaney didn't wrestle his best there. He goes down 5-1.
Hey, I want to send a shout-out to Kurt Spry. He's listening after I shot my number out there. I've got quite a few texts coming in here.
All right, we are on mat number three. It's Andrew Landry for the Oskaloosa Indians. And, hey, he gets taken down by a throw. He's down 2-0, and he's on his back, folks. In the first period, just that quick, and a pin. Oh, man, Andrew Landry got pinned in the first period. Just lickety-split. Rodgy came in there, hit the throw, and, I did not see that coming for Andrew Landry. Just boom, got taken down, thrown to his back, and pinned in the first period. So, wow, that was just lickety-split there. And Ratchie from Cedar Rapids Prairie comes to the center mat, shakes hands with Andrew Landry. And Andrew Landry, nice thing about it, he didn't waste a bunch of gas on that match. And he will come back down, and he's going to wrestle Foy from Waverly Shell Rock. He's got a tough match there with Foy, so he needs to regroup. Andrew Landry, he gets beaten in the quarterfinal match by pin in the first period.
Kind of snuck out on us, didn't he? I didn't even see him out there, and bang, bang, and bang.
Well, that was too quick.
Yeah,
that happened pretty fast. Hey, we want to thank our broadcast engineer, old Scotty Fry back there in the booth. He's got his internet going. He tells us where the matches are when we're distracted here in the broadcast booth. He's part of the team here at 96.7 KIIC, a team put together by Joe Millage that includes Jason Summers, Joe Sinclair, Kevin Cochran, Tony Johnson. We had Andy Robinson on the mat side mic yesterday. Folks, we got into a little bit of trouble with the Iowa High School Athletic Association that sponsored this deal, but we love everybody here at Wells Fargo Arena. Okay, we are live wrestling right now on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. We're streaming on that KIICradio.com. We've got our friends at 1490, the Jock, listening in. Our next featured match is going to be Oskaloosa's Dane Jones. That's bout number 32-13, probably about 2 minutes away. And if Scotty wants to take it back, we'll give about 2 minutes to our sponsor, Scotty.
All right. Hey, Scotty, we'll come back here in just a second. For all of our listeners, you're listening to exclusive 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling coverage, High Above the Mass, High Fidelity from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. And when we come back, we'll take a look at these team standings in Class 1A and 3A. We'll recap where we've been and get to some of our feature matches as we move to the heavyweights. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
B&W Plumbing and Heating of Albia is your local Rheem dealer. Call Rick at 932-5632 when it's time to update your heating and or cooling systems or for your repairs.
Catch the wave to Waters. We're gonna treat you right.
Waters is Central Iowa's low overhead leader. Why can they sell for less? Well, their rent, water, and taxes are all lower for starters, so their prices are lower. Come into Waters for the best price in Central Iowa on new Buick and GMC trucks. Waters Autoland, 6569 North in Indianola.
Catch the wave to Waters. Waters Autoland.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Now, back to a guy who knows what cutting weight means.
Oh, buddy, I'll tell you what, do not eat the refried beans. Your burrito grande comes out muy grande.
Here's Jason Summers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jason Summers caught on a live microphone there. That was from a couple of years ago. Hey, we are just seconds away, folks.
You did miss it. That one gets me every time, bud.
We're just seconds away from Dane Jones from Oskaloosa taking the mat. We're also just seconds away from Coach Kevin Cochran. He's going to join us here in the broadcast booth. He's had a pretty short day of work, old Coach Cochran has. And Coach, we've got 30 or 40 seconds here to set this match up for Dane Jones. He's going to up against Riley Prescott from Fort Dodge. How do you like his chances there against Prescott from Fort Dodge?
Well, I like Dane Jones' chances against anybody in this 195-pound bracket. I really do. Just talking to Coach Graham, it really all depends on which Dane Jones mentally steps on the mat. Because if he's mentally ready, he's the toughest 95-pounder in the state.
Well, talk about the toughest 38-pounder in the state, would you please?
Well, I'd like to say, at least in 3A, it's Carson Van Velser, but you know, we're not going to overlook anybody. We're going to take one match at a time, but he did. He just I think my heart's still pounding. You might want to check my blood pressure because I might be in hypertension mode right now. But, no, I thought he did a nice job of riding Steyer, got a nice takedown right there in the beginning where we almost thought, well, we were thinking about cutting him and taking him down again to extend the lead, but we wanted to see how we could ride him, and it turned out that way.
Well, I tell you what, it was an unorthodox ride for Carson Van Velser. A couple of times, he was dumped to his butt, kind of had a power half in there, and then switched it to a whizzer as Steyer got out of got him out of position a little bit and then went back to the power half and was able to fight that thing off and rode him for 3 minutes in the match, kind of on his butt. And it looked like Steyer was going to be able to get his head out and get the reversal.
Well, it did. And, I mean, in a match like that, I wish there was riding time like there is in college. But what Van Velsen does really well is I almost describe him as a leech, because when he gets on top of you, you're going to have to basically just pry him off in order to be able to score. And like I said, probably most cases, Steyer does get out of that. But he's a leech. He finds a way to hang on. I did not like the way he kept his hip. Taking his hip to the mat, though, which got him in those situations in the first place.
All right, Dane Jones takes the mat. He's got the green leg band on. He's going up against Riley Prescott from Fort Dodge. It's Oskaloosa versus Fort Dodge, Class 3A, 195-pound quarterfinal wrestling action, live on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. Just underway, wrestlers sparring at the center of the mat, Jason. And
this match is going to be brought to you by Advanced Concrete Specialists. Give Tony Johnson a call, and he'll take care of all your concrete needs.
Don't want to forget Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa, your Case IH dealer in Oskaloosa, Titan Machinery. No score here, underway at 195 pounds. It's the Class 3A quarterfinal match featuring Dane Jones from Oskaloosa. Outstanding senior campaign for Jones, 28-3 on the year this year. And we're off the mat with 118 to go. And Jones kind of feeling out his Fort Dodge opponent here in the first period, Coach Cochran. Oh, there's a double leg in there by Jones. He's in deep, dumps him to the mat, and Dane Jones opens the scoring at 195 pounds with the two-point takedown. A great double leg executed there. A nice little duck under and got in deep.
Not only did he get that takedown, Coach, you can see right away he was working to work his way up, and that's a sign of a really
He's got him on his back. Oh, and he rolled right through it, folks. He rolled right through it. Dane Jones got a little bit out of position, but now he's got a chicken wing in on the right side. Tries to dump him. He does not have him broken down, but he gets him to his back. Back points for Dane Jones, folks. Chicken wing working for Dane Jones. He's got him chest to chest. Jones just a little bit high, but he's got locked up now. With 38 seconds to go, he's got a pinning combination. It's Dane Jones from Oskaloosa, chest to chest with a reverse half. It's a three-point near fall for Dane Jones. He tries to tilt him over, get those shoulders pinned to the mat with 28 seconds to go. His opponent from Fort Dodge is fighting his way off his back. That's Prescott. Prescott trying to get up. Dane Jones crosses over, gives up that pinning combination, gets the three-point near fall. 5-0, Dane Jones on top with 10 seconds to go here in the first period. Great job there on that pinning combination. And Coach Cochran, he really didn't have a right to put that half Nelson in there to try to turn him over, because Prescott was practically on his feet.
Yeah, but he had a lot of pressure right there. As a coach, you get this point and see that kid come off his back. You know, I thought Dane's a physical enough kid, strong enough kid that you'd like to see him just get that pin. And as a coach, you want him to get that pin so you can get off that mat and hopefully nothing else crazy happens. But initially, that's what I was talking about, is once Dane makes up his mind just on that single leg that he hit.
He was already going to it.
Yeah, he was already going to it. But it took him a minute in the match to make up his mind that says, hey, I'm going to be able to take this kid down.
I got Go Dane. Miss Morgan's U.S. history class is tuned in to KIIC. Hello, everyone, in Miss Morgan's class back in Oskaloosa.
Hey, thanks for listening to 96.7. As Dane Jones covers his opponent to start the second period, it's Jones with a 5-0 lead over Prescott from Fort Dodge. Dane Jones is riding hard now. He was on top of the takedown to start the scoring and then did a great job. And there's a Granby roll attempt by Prescott, almost a tilt for back points by Jones, but with 1:20 to go here in the second period, Jones riding hard with a 5-0 lead. We're at 195 pounds, folks. It's Class 3A quarterfinal wrestling action. Dane Jones from Oskaloosa on the mat versus Riley Prescott from Fort Dodge. Prescott with a stand-up, scoots out of bounds, and with 104, we'll restart it at the center of the mat. It'll be Prescott down, Jones from Oskaloosa covering.
Well, if I remember right, last year, Dane lost his opening match. Didn't seem like he had his feet underneath him, and then went on a real tear in that tournament last year, and just got stronger as the tournament went along.
Yeah, if I remember right, I think he battled all the way back to third.
Yes, he did.
You know, and some coaches can look at that and say that you're a champion, because it's a struggle to lose that first match and be able to battle back as many matches that you have to win.
That is a longer haul than the walk we had to take to the Marriott last night, 11:30.
All right, Dane Jones now on top, 5-0, trying to lock up a chicken wing. He's way out front. Gives that chicken wing up, gets back behind. He's on the hips, riding with a deep waist. 30 seconds remain, second period action. Dane Jones trying to ride his opponent, Prescott from Fort Dodge, out in the entirety of the second period. Jones working hard, tries to get a T-bar in. Nothing doing there. Now he bars the arm on the left side. Casts over to the left side, gets out. Bars the arm on the left side, cast back over to the right side, now back on the legs with 12 seconds to go, and I could see stalling being called on Prescott from Fort Dodge, really not doing anything down there, and Dane Jones working real hard on top. 4 seconds remain, and Dane Jones will ride out Riley Prescott from Fort Dodge in the second period. No scoring in that second period. Great job for Dane Jones. I'm sure he'll take down to start the third period, and he's got a five-point lead. He can do about whatever he wants. This match is being managed very well by Dane Jones from Oskaloosa.
And I like his chances. Looks like he's in pretty good position on this match. He just got a reversal right there to go up 7-0. And his side of the bracket looks pretty good as far as coming through and hopefully maybe getting a rematch with the Waterloo West kid, I believe, who beat him earlier in the year at the Oskaloosa duels.
Well, I think there's enough of a difference between the quality of these two wrestlers on this mat right now, at least today, maybe not every day, but Jones is enough better than Prescott today that I think he could pin him if Prescott weren't fishing so bad. And I can't believe Prescott doesn't get called for stalling. Oh, and
Dane Jones just got called
Dane
for stalling.
Dane Jones just got called for stalling.
Wow, you know, that Aplera of Mount Pleasant taking mat number seven, or mat number eight, taking on Stack of Washington.
That's Waverly-Shell Rock.
Waverly-Shell Rock. It took me a few seconds. All these acronyms here.
All right, Dane Jones is riding again. He's got the 7-0 lead. Tries the half Nelson. It is Prescott from Fort Dodge back to his base. Jones gets back on the hips. Now Jones tries to break him down with the bar arm. Puts the head in the hole. Back to his knees is Prescott. So Prescott's shoulders on the mat, knees up. Jones tries the chicken wing now. Throws a half Nelson in on the right side. He's got the chicken wing on the right. Looks like he's going to try to run the chicken wing. Nope. Puts the half in on the right. They're near the edge of the mat, and there's going to be no stall call on Dane Jones here with 45 seconds to go. He's working hard on top, trying to turn over Riley Prescott from Fort Dodge.
Well, that is a punishment right down there. Aplera over here on mat number eight for Mount Pleasant. No score, 25 seconds to go in the first period.
Well, Dane Jones went out of bounds there, so he will go to the center of the mat and cover Prescott again with 40 seconds remaining in the third period. That's a 195-pound Class 3A quarterfinal match. So the wrestler Prescott gets set. Jones covers. And the first move off the whistle by Prescott is no move. Prescott just kind of sitting there trying to keep from getting broken down. And it really looks to me like Prescott's trying to conserve energy, Coach Cochran, and not get pinned. And
well, now, I'm not sure what he's conserving it for. He's down 7-0 with 25 seconds left. You got to do something.
Yeah, it is the quarterfinals of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. But nothing doing there for Riley Prescott. And with 15 seconds to go, Dane Jones is in control. Congratulations, Dane Jones. You got 10 ticks of the clock left before you've got a quarterfinal date tomorrow morning, and that I believe is going to be with Colin Kreider is going to get the draw next for Dane Jones. Congratulations, Dane Jones, with a 7-0 win. We'll take it back to the Mount Pleasant match, Jason.
Sounds good. Aplera right now is trailing 1-0. Escape given to Waverly Shellrock Stack to open up that second period. 1:28 to go, second period. Here's a shot, going to push by. Nothing going for either wrestlers here at the 220 weight class in Class 3A. It is Aplera of Mount Pleasant taking on Stack of Waverly Shell Rock. Waverly Shell Rock with their black. Here's a straw right. Attempt there by Aplera, but it goes nowhere. 1:08, and they'll reset at the front of the mat. 1-0, Aplera trailing.
I think we need to congratulate Jay Johnson. I think we need to congratulate Jay Johnson from Ideal Ready Mix. He is a smart man. He is a sponsor of 96.7 KIIC wrestling coverage. He's going to be in the house here at Wells Fargo and is going to join us in the broadcast booth and talk about the World of Concrete Convention in Las Vegas. A little bit of added flair for you folks here on 96.7 KIIC when we bring the 2A quarterfinal matches. So we've got Mount Pleasant wrestling on mat number 8. On mat number 3, I believe we've got
Aplera now in trouble of giving up a takedown right at the edge of the mat. And they'll reset it. Stack. It got in there, tried to do a come from behind as he brought him down to the mat. That Apalera for Mount Pleasant stepped out of bounds, and they'll reset right at the edge of the, at the center of the mat. 17 seconds to go. Apalera trying by one here. Second period.
And we're going to need to keep our eyes peeled, folks, because we are just moments away from Briar Cochran from Moravia taking the mat. That'll be here within the next probably 6 minutes. And
Here is
his cousin,
takedown.
Kevin Cochran, will be able to call it.
Takedown right as we end that second period by Stack of Waverly Shell Rock. And now Apalera from Mount Pleasant trails 3-0. But, Coach, I know you're excited about seeing your nephew wrestle.
I am. I mean, he had a tough loss there, a tough kid in the quarterfinals. But hopefully Jamie and Danny's got him fired up and ready to go this round. I mean, this is, you know, still a crucial round. If you lose this round, you're done. If you win this match, you're going to medal, and you're going to stand on that stand Saturday night. So the next round is a very crucial round for all wrestlers.
Well, I'm excited for Briar Cochran. He's got a tough kid from Jessup there, but I think he's up to it.
Have you had a chance to talk with him much while you've been up here?
Really, the wrestlers, you just kind of leave them alone. I mean, they get in their zone, and, you tell him good luck and those things, and you talk to the coach as much, but some kids you can get closer to and communicate with. Others, they, you know, just leave them alone, and I respect that.
And well, they did not give that takedown.
I got to tell you, they talked it over. The officials talked it over. So they gave Stack the takedown as time expired in that second period. They indicated the 2 points. They went over and talked it over, and they waved off the takedown. So Apalera, and that doesn't happen very often, Coach Cochran, when they wave off a takedown. I watched the clock. It looked like there was plenty of time. There must have been some disagreement on whether or not he actually got the step over as a –
Well, one thing that's nice here at the state tournament is you have two officials in every match. So you do have that assistant official watching the clock, and he can go talk to the head official, and they can make that determination on whether it should have been awarded or not. And that's better than leaving it up to the people that are sitting at the scores table.
Absolutely. Apalera, Mount Pleasant, trailing Stack of Waverly Shell Rock. 1 minute to go here in the final period. Here's a little throw attempt by Apalera. Had the throw but could not cover as Stack backed up quickly. Stack, Apalera right at the far edge of the mat, away from their coaches. Waverly Shell Rock coaching staff up on their feet, giving some encouragement to their wrestler, Apalera.
Well, this is
a great one.
This is a great 220-pound quarterfinal match, and it's a 1-1 tie with 34 seconds to go. The wrestlers are off the mat, so we can reset it for you. They'll be on their feet. Takedown wins this 220-pound contest in regulation. But the big boys need to be careful to not take long shots, because that extra mass from these big boys, it's easy for them to get face down into the mat and spun around behind by a quick wrestler.
Stack has showed his quickness out there. Apalera fights off of now.
Ooh,
he's
there's a
deep
good
single
shot
leg.
By...
This is going to be a takedown, and Apalera now trails by 2-3-1, 17 seconds to go. And Stack now with the deep waist working his way up, trying to hold on here and get the win for Waverly Shell Rock. But Mount Pleasant, Apalera, that quickness I just mentioned by Stack.
Just
Apalera backed up, and Stack took advantage of it.
Just caught a little bit flat-footed there, and that was an unfortunate deal. And I see that they're clearing the mats, so they might be going to take a real quick break maybe to clean the mats between these quarterfinal 3A matches and the 1A 106-pound consolations.
They're going to complete all of these matches before they start the round. So they'll wait till the last match is over. Once that last match is over, then they're going to start calling the 1A consolations back in here to wrestle.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. You're listening to this exclusive Iowa State High School Wrestling tournament coverage. From the moment they turn the lights on till the moment they go out on Saturday night, we're going to bring you wall-to-wall coverage from Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mats, and high fidelity from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. We'll be back after this timeout. Don't go anywhere.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
They tell me we haven't talked about our deli sandwiches enough, that some people don't realize we will make a deli sandwich to their order.
Oh my, we have to take care of that. We have 12 deli meats and 14 cheeses to choose from.
And of course, all kinds of condiments to add that special taste they want, all for $3.25 each.
Many people call ahead at 774-2131 or 1-800-479-1343 so that we have it ready when they get here. Some like to see our row of standing orders taped across the counter They just call, and we know exactly what they want.
However you do it, they are great. Try one. You'll enjoy it. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
Hi, I'm Dan from Danco. Spring will be here soon, and now is the time to be thinking about spring sports. Danco is proud to be the leading athletic outfitter for high schools and leagues throughout Iowa and northern Missouri. To the serious athlete, we offer the expertise to help you find the best equipment and uniforms from the leading athletic brand. You can visit us on the Centerville Square, on the web at www.danco.com, or call our toll-free number 800-326-6261.
Red Hall Realty is a family-owned and operated business. For over 30 years, they've served the customers who are buying or selling real estate, settling an estate through a listing or an auction. Red Hall has some of the lowest commission rates available and no hidden charges. And their well-trained brokers can help you with relocation counseling and market expertise. Red Hall Realty is located on the east edge of Sheraton on Highway 34. Stop in and meet the experts or call Todd Shelton at 641-774-4242.
Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight.
I wish I may, I wish I might.
Have the wish I wish tonight.
Dreams are a part of every little girl's life, and the dreams only become more grand in scale as little girls grow up into adults. That's why the professionals at Lucas County Health Center and Medical Clinics are here to help make your dream of motherhood become a reality. From pre-pregnancy planning to your first prenatal visit through labor and delivery in our newly renovated OB suites, we're here for you, cheering you on and providing the care and support you need to help you make the most of your dream of motherhood.
Iowa Realty is Iowa's largest. Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton is ready to serve you. Hanson's has five realtors, all members of the National Association of Realtors, the Iowa Association of Realtors, and the Rathbun Board of Realtors. With interest rates low, get out of your rental and start earning equity. You can check inventory and calculate your monthly payments with their online mortgage calculator at iowarealtysheraton.com. To buy or sell farm, acreages, residential, or commercial, call Hanson's Iowa Realty at 641-774-5822. Head for the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's Ranch House is a gathering place for great food and activity. On Tuesdays, you can take private guitar lessons. And on Thursdays, Pat Mead stops in and performs at the Ranch House. Judd's has nightly food and drink specials, fresh salad bar, plus a welcoming staff. Gather at the Ranch House, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
You don't know what you don't know. Have you had an insurance loss on your home or business? Were you satisfied with your insurance claim payout? At Heartland Public Adjusting, they are advocates that represent the homeowner and business during or after an insurance loss. Insurance companies have professional adjusters that protect the interests of the company, but Heartland works only for the home or business owner. For a free insurance claim review, call Heartland Public Adjusting, 515-559-4828. Check out Heartland Public Adjusting.
Looking for a way to spend quality family time? Well, Hobby Haven has the answer, whether your dream is to drive a race car, fly a plane or a helicopter, or engineer a mile-long freight train, or just build a model of your fantasy dream machine. Hobby Haven has the hands-on hobbies and the staff of active hobbyists to help you realize your dreams. Hobby Haven, 2575 86th Street in Urbandale. Stop in and experience the family fun only a hobby can provide. Live your dreams at Hobby Haven in Urbandale.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Live from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. High above the mats, high fidelity, Joe Sinclair, Coach Kevin Crocker, and Jay Mill down the way. We got to see his he's got a separate suite. He's got his own suite. He's got a cot, a little fridge. He's all decked up and over there doing it up. He's sitting back with his feet up. Nothing to do over there, big guy. What's going on?
This booth sponsored by Mick Furniture and Lazy Boy.
Yeah, you got
Lazy
that
Boy
down.
Recliner.
Hey, we are sponsored today by Lathrop Construction. Vinyl fencing, dirt work, septic installation, whatever you need, Lathrop Construction can do it. Also, People State Bank, loans of all types. Home, farm, commercial, stop in and see what they've got to offer you. And we've got Briar Cochran on the mat against...
All right, Briar, let's get this thing done.
Colton Dietrich from Jessup. That match, 12-26, going to be brought to you on mat number two, and we are underway on mat number two. Off the whistle, wrestlers are on their feet. A shuck under by Cochran. He gets the 2 points. Way to go, Briar Cochran. He just shucked and shoved him by. Briar Cochran on top, 2-0. 8 seconds took to get that takedown for Briar Cochran.
Boy, he's got that leg torqued back. And see if he can get it.
Boy, it looks to me like he might be able to just really cast him over and get a splatel right here, Coach Cochran. What do you think?
Well, this looks like what he's going for. He's got the leg in, and he's reaching up.
And now he gets that turn.
Got away from it.
He's going to try to shove him off the mat and try to get that off the mat. He's in out of position a little bit. Does get off the mat, and a good job there by Briar Cochran getting off the mat while he's out of position just a little bit.
And keep eye out as we're going to roll along. We get all these constellations in at 1A. And we got a stack of them to bring to you here. Cody Brown, he lost earlier, I guess, so I'm ahead of myself there, but... We'll get Jaron Glosser here in just a little bit at 120. But right now it's at Briar Cochran. Come on, Mohawk Nation. Send me a text, 641-931-0963. I know the kitchen staff is listening in over Moravia High School.
We've also got Ryan Kale competing now at 113 pounds in a consolation elimination match as Briar Cochran gives up the escape but then quickly takes right back down and gets with only that was quick. Briar Cochran now leads 4-1 at 106 pounds in his consolation elimination match. I'll keep my eyeball on that one if you want to watch Ryan Kale over there on mat number 5. That also is a 4-1 score. Kale is trailing in that one. So with 33 seconds to go, Briar Cochran with
a big
throw.
Hit right there.
Oh, Briar Cochran. His opponent got to his feet. Cochran looked like he was going to cut him, but then he hits an underhook throw. Can't quite turn it into back points, but no scoring change there. 4-1 for Briar Cochran from Moravia. They're out near the edge of the mat with 17 seconds remaining in the first period. It's Cochran in control of this match with a 4-1 lead. 12 seconds to go. Be nice if you could just ride him out here, Coach Cochran.
Well, I've got text coming here. Shout out to Mrs. Cochran's class listening in. That is his mom's class. They're all listening in. Go Mohawks from the Moravia preschool. All go right. Blair from Moravia third and fourth grade that's checking in. And rooting for Briar in Unionville. I said Blair. I meant Briar. I'm getting this all messed up here.
All right, here we go. Briar Cochran gets the choice. He takes the neutral position, and he was good on his feet in the first period with a couple of takedowns there. He gave up the one escape to the Jessup wrestler. That'd be Dietrich. Dietrich comes in here trying to stave off elimination. Briar Cochran in on a single leg. Works a shuck. Now he's got the underhook. He works the country. He's got him on his back. It's a 5-point move for Briar Cochran. He's chest to chest. 1:43 remains second period. Long time. Cochran gets teed out. Now he goes to the center. He's got him stretched out with 1:35 to go. Cochran trying to work the pin here. Now he goes back, reverses the half. Boy, he's got him stretched out. Oh, 1:27 to go. Big 5-point move.
All kinds of time here.
Yeah, he gives it up now, but it is a 5-point move. 9-1 the score now for Briar Cochran. And let's see if he doesn't try to work another pinning combination. That was just a cow catcher.
It was just a simple cow catcher. And when you get that thing in deep, and if you aren't in good position, it's painful and it's hard to get out of.
Well, Briar Cochran, big 5-point move there to start the second period. He's got three takedowns, a 3-point near fall. That is his 9 points. He cut his opponent there. Ooh, a nice single leg there. And Briar Cochran got headbutted. And Briar Cochran is injured at the edge of the mat with 57 seconds remaining in the second period. I know he'll be able to continue, but that headbutt drew blood and just a forward move there by Dietrich. I know it wasn't intentional, but Dietrich, he's not a bad wrestler, folks. He's an excellent class 1A 106-pounder. He is being manhandled by Briar Cochran, and now Cochran is being taken care of. It is a blood timeout, not an injury timeout, so that's very important.
The text keep coming in. Go Briar from Moravia 5th grade class. Go Briar from Miss Witt's class is checking in. All of Moravia schools are checking in. Keep it up, Briar, from MPA Computers, where his dad works. Gopriar, Jane in the high school office listening in. And listening all the way from Missouri, former Iowan, hearing you guys are doing awesome. Glad to have all of you along. Let's go, Briar Cochran. Let's get this done for Mohawk Nation.
All right, Cochran gets his bloody nose plugged up, and he's back on his feet with 55 seconds to go at the center of the mat with a 9-2 lead. Briar Cochran, 106-pounder for the Moravia Mohawks. Meanwhile, it's Ryan Kale from Cardinal. He trails 6-1 in the second period of his match, 43 seconds to go. Cochran in on a single leg, and they're off the mat with 40 seconds to go. They do give Cochran the takedown, though, so it's 11-2 now for Briar Cochran, and great job there on the shuck by Briar Cochran.
Want to hear from you, 641-931-0963, 641-931-0963. Send me a text.
Granby attempt by Dietrich, and Briar Cochran keeps a hold of the deep waist, powers it over, and gets a two-point near fall out of it to extend his lead to 11 points, 13-2. And a lot of times it's hard to stop that Granby roll right in the middle of it. He just didn't quite hit it hard enough.
No, and Briar did a nice job of posting and looking for that half, and he almost put him on his back right there. He's got this, we call it a funky leg, or if he comes up on over the head, it's an Oklahoma. And so if you see him stretch him out, and he may get back points out of this if he does it right here.
Well, he's got 3 seconds to get it done. He's going to have time expire in the second period. He will go to the third period with a big, big lead, and that is the 13-2 lead that he enjoys right now. So
get to mat number five here in just a second.
Yeah, Ryan Kale did get defeated in his match. It was 6-1 the last time I looked. So Ryan Kale from Cardinal, his year ended here today in round two. Great season for Ryan Kale.
Jaren Glosser will be coming up next. I see him in the tunnel getting ready to go, but right now it's all eyes on Briar Cochran. Mohawk Nation representing. Go Briar. Finish Coach Fisher checking in. He's
all right
out in front big time here, 15-2.
He's on top, 15-2 with that reversal now. It took him 11 seconds to reverse his opponent there, and that's Dietrich. So a big lead. 13 points, and if he can turn him over here, that will be a tech fall. So with a minute 40 remaining in the third period, Briar Cochran working hard at 106 pounds, trying to stretch his lead, and there is 2 back points. This match is over. Briar Cochran, tech fall. Count it with 1 minute and 30 seconds remaining in the third period. Briar Cochran advances.
Awesome,
he
awesome,
will stand
awesome
on the medals tomorrow.
Congratulations, Uncle Coach Kevin Cochran. Thanks for stopping by. He's got to go do another television interview. Keep it up on him, Briar, from Cousin Ethan. And Ethan, Briar does get the win. The Arbogast family checking in says, go, Briar. Well, Briar just went. He went and done it and got the tech fall in big style. Miss J checking in. And the Mohawk Nation is representing and showing up here. Let's go to mat number two, where we're going to bring out Jaren Glosser. Glosser will take on Oakland Riverview's Bloomy.
All right.
Tucker Bloomy, 38-25, a sophomore. And Jaren Glosser, the outstanding Rocket, 41-4 on the season, is going to take the mat here and try to keep on moving up the podium here.
All right. Jaren Glosser, a real tough loss there in his quarterfinal match. And he's going to try to join all of his Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket teammates that won in their quarterfinal matches on the medal stand. And folks, Jaren Glosser, he can battle back to get third place here. And I really expect him to
be a
fierce competitor for that third place spot.
Go, Jaren Glosser. It is a great day to be a Rocket fan. The Sharps are cheering you on. These texts keep coming in. I am from Green Valley, Missouri. Coach, Green Valley, Missouri. Name is Coach. These texts come in too fast for my phone to keep up. They are flowing right in. Glad to have all of you along. And we're just underway. Jaren Glosser
gets
right
the takedown.
Out the attack.
Gets the takedown. Great job there by Jaren Glosser. Just kind of does a duck under, gets behind, and cuts him right away as they go out of bounds. It's a 2-1 lead for Jaren Glosser. It's Tucker Bloomy from Riverside, Oakland, and Glosser just manhandling him, folks. Doesn't even look like the same quality of wrestlers on the mat. It's a 4-1 lead now for Jaren Glosser. Jaren Glosser putting it on Tucker Bloomy. All right, Tucker Bloomy now broken down. Jaren Glosser working with the deep waist. Minute 17 remains, first period action. It is a consolation elimination match. The winner of this match will stand on the medal stand. It will be down in Class 1A, all of these matches, to 8 wrestlers. 8 wrestlers will be eliminated, and 8 will be left at this 2,000 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. This live action will be brought to you on 96.7.
He's got that armbar back. He was going to try to walk it over.
Yeah, good job by Bloomy there countering. And Jaron Glosser still got the chicken wing. He's going to walk the head, try to get the figure four on the head.
He's going
can't
for
quite get him past parallel right now, but there's 45 seconds to go. He's got to get him inbounds, and there he does.
There it is.
Puts him inbounds. He's got a half Nelson
in a second.
If he can reverse the half, I think he can pin him here with 35 seconds to go. Jaron Glosser, a little bit high, but if he can reverse that half and keep him inbounds, it's a three-point near fall already. The score will be 7-1 minimum. Oh, officials out of position a little bit. Jaron Glosser, 23 seconds to go. He's going to get the pin, folks. 21, 20, 19.
Oh, I'll tell you what,
Jaron Glosser, he's got him stretched out. He's got the half reversed. He's chest to chest. He's working it hard. He's teed out. 11 seconds to go. Now he casts over, tries to pressure on the hips, and the official just got out of position a little bit. I thought Jaron Glosser
had him stretched out further than Joe Millage's pants after eating a buffet.
Oh, that is a metaphor that I could probably have done without. But Jaron Glosser leads now 7-1 in the second period. And I really like his chances to get bonus points for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets.
He is dominating, Joe. The Moravian Church of the Nazarene says, way to go, Breyer. Let's go, Glosser. You can do it. And we have a coach listening in from Missouri, and I'll get to that text afterwards. But right now, it is Jaron Glosser right out of the gate dominating.
Sit out switch there for Glosser off the whistle, and 8 seconds it took him to get out. And now he's got a double chicken wing hooked up, and it's going to be over for Bloomy. Bloomy is going to be done. It is a double chicken wing for Jaron Glosser. It's a 5-point move. He will lead by 12-1 if Bloomy can get out of this. But with that double chicken wing hooked up, all Jaron Glosser needs to do is get his hips set out, and now he gives up the double chicken wing and goes to reverse half. So he's going to go to the reverse half. He has had Bloomy on his back for the last 2 minutes, folks. Now Bloomy fights his way off of it. Give him credit with a great bridge
tough
there.
Kid. He's not quit. And three different times in this match, he looked like he was Glosser was going to get the pin.
Well, I thought he had it there in the first period. The official just got a little bit out of position. There's a Granby roll and back points for Jaron Glosser. Nope, doesn't quite get it. But, yep, he's got that chicken wing held over now. And there's back points being awarded. So it'll be three more back points for Jaron Glosser. He's got Bloomy stretched out. Bloomy, a talented Riverside Oakland wrestler, but he has spent a lot of time on his back here in this 120-pound consolation match. And there's the pin. Call that
pin. The inevitable.
Call it in 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Great job there by Jaron Glosser, Rocket Nation. That's an outstanding performance by Glosser after that tough loss and the previous round. And Jaron Glosser is going to be focused in on that third-place finish here, Joe. And he has got the stamina and the capability and the talent to get that done.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep an eye on mat number 1236. Looks like that is on mat number 3. And the winner of that match will be Jaron Glosser's opponent.
Well, the high school math class was rooting on Breyer Cochran, and they will not be disappointed because the math added up to a big-time Breyer Cochran win, and he will keep on keeping on. Jaron Glosser gets the win there for the Rockets. We got Yoder coming up for Sigourney here in just a few moments as Josh Yoder, Sigourney Kyoto will be taking the mat in just a few minutes. But I wanted to get to this text. I got a text coming in from a gentleman down in Missouri listening to your coverage. Missouri, former Iowan here. You guys are doing awesome. I am from Grain Valley, Missouri. Name is Coach Ben Schuf. Big Jake Marlin fan here. So here's a random fan checking in who loves wrestling, and we're glad to have all of you wrestling fans along, including those who are joining us on the Jock.
Hey, I want to tell you folks, it's getting closing in on lunchtime here. I stopped by and had some red beans and rice at this place yesterday called Buzzard Billy's, and made friends with some of the staff there, Joseph, Dane, Derek, Dan. And I know we got folks listening in on the Jock. Those guys are putting on a special today for Lent. They got all kinds of fish specials. We're awaiting word from the Vatican whether or not fried gator is allowed. But they do have fried gator there at Buzzard Billy's and $3.50 domestics. So I'm wondering when we're going to hear from the Pope about whether or not we can eat alligator on Fridays during Lent.
I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to you getting that acknowledgement because I've had some gator. It's pretty good stuff. And if it's a deep fat fried,
Yep.
Tastes a lot like chicken, but different.
I'm sure that'll be just as newsworthy as the interview that we have with Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds. And,
nearly the same level of interest in and newsworthiness. Want to thank Eddyville sponsors Leffler Dirt Work. Call Chad Leffler for all your dirt work needs. 641-226-2231.
I'll take a Ford's cheeseburger right now.
Absolutely.
They can deliver it.
Where you find friends and they can gather for food and great times. That's Ford's Grill in Eddyville. And you know that they've got it on down there at Ford's. And they're going to be enjoying some lunch here in just
Mark's
a few minutes.
Mark's a big Eddyville and Blakesburg Rocket fan.
How about if we would wash down that follow that Ford's Grill hamburger with some dessert, like some pie from the Millerton Cafe?
You know, there are so many really great small cafes and little restaurants, little bars and grills all throughout southern Iowa. You could just kind of make a loop, and we've got some of them right here on this broadcast sponsoring it. And you know, you can go to CNC Cycle, buddy. Get you a nice new Harley Davidson. Get some spring sunshine and hit all the cafes. Grab a little different piece of pie, a little different tenderloin, or some roasted chicken all around southern Iowa. Good
all
stuff.
All the way good stuff. All the way good stuff.
Well, let's take a really quick timeout. We're going to come back here and get to Josh Yoder. He'll be taking the mat here in just a moment. Yoder of Sigourney Kyoto is on deck. We'll be back. We're glad to have you along here. Those Jock listeners that you're listening to, 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling coverage, High Above the Mats, High Fidelity, brought to you from this Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. Sitting up in luxury, look across the way through the long hallway of glass, and I see Jay Mill sitting over there in his lazy boy relaxing. He's got nothing to do but keep all this updated on our new app that you can get for free on your iPhone or your Android. Go to the Android or iPhone market, download it free, and we'll get you all the action, all the results, and you can listen to the coverage all at the same time. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Sports Exclusive on your Sports Leader, KIC.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Hi, this is Becky Tino with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Do you know a graduating senior? If so, be sure to let them know that Sheraton Valley Electric is now accepting scholarship applications. To qualify, students must enroll in a full-time undergraduate or graduate course of study in an accredited 2 or 4 year college, university, or vocational or technical school. All applicants, parents, or guardians are required to be members of Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in order to be eligible. Recipients will be chosen on a combination of academic achievements, demonstrated leadership abilities, goals and aspirations, as well as a written essay. For more information or to receive an application, contact Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative at 641-932-7126, visit our website at www.cvrec.com, or visit with your high school guidance counselor. Applications must be postmarked or received in the cooperative office by March 30th, 2013.
Of paying high interest credit cards? If you have high interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, I'm Katherine Berkman, and when I knew that I needed a knee replacement surgery, I was so happy to learn that I could go to Monroe County Hospital and Clinics to have the surgery and physical therapy. I had excellent care from start to finish. It was wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homadon comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto-PAP, and bi-PAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Now, back to a guy who thinks a technical fall is when he drops his cell phone. With more wrestling coverage, here is Jason Summers.
Welcome back, everyone. High above the mats, high fidelity. Glad to have all of our jock listeners along for the ride as we take you through this trip to the Wells Fargo Arena. On these historic mats, we're in Class 1A Consolation Wrestlebacks, and we're doing it live from Community First Credit Union's broadcast suite. And Joe Sinclair, I'm over there checking out Jay Mill. I went over to his suite. He's got his own little cottage over there. We don't call it a suite; it's a cottage. And I look down there, and his lazy boy is empty. And I don't know if he notices this or not, but it is full of crumbs. You know, like when you have little kids come over to the house and
you're I may not be there, but I can still hear you guys. I got the wireless mic.
Where'd you go, bud?
I went down to check Sinclair's truck to make sure it was in park.
That truck is in a parking ramp, and it is nosed into a downhill position with a curb in front. Oh, man. Hey, folks, we've got all kinds of wrestling action left today from Wells Fargo Arena. The next match we're going to bring you is going to be Josh Schroeder from Sigourney, and it'll be simulcast with Austin Vogel from Pekin's match. But we are in the first session of the Friday. It's the Class 1A and 3A quarterfinals, and now we're going through the Class 1A consolations, and then we'll have the Class 3A consolations. Our 3:30 this afternoon session is going to consist of an interview with the governor of the state of Iowa, and then we'll have the Class 2A quarterfinals, followed by a break in the action for the Class 2A folks to have a chance to rest before the consolation matches for those guys that lose the quarterfinals. And during that round, that break, we'll have the Class 1A semifinals. So all the Eddyville-Blakesburg Rocket wrestlers will be here at 3:30 trying to get their ticket punched to the finals, those three wrestlers that got through there. And we'll also have the third-round consolations in Class 1A. And then we will have the Class 2A consolation round, the elimination matches for Class 2A in the last part of that second session that starts this afternoon at 3:30. Then tonight at 8:30, we're going to come back and we'll have the Class 3A semifinals and third round consolation matches. And then at 9:35, we're going to go right into Class 2A semifinals and third round consolations. So by the end of today, we are going to have it lined up. Who's going to be going for first? Who's going to be going for third? And who's going to be going for fifth and seventh? So it's going to be a great day. A lot more wrestling action to go for you here.
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, Southern Iowa has been so well represented here. And we're having girls basketball. Scotty in my ear telling us that we're going to have girls basketball on tonight. Twin Cedars and Moravia are going to be going at it, and we'll have some of that coverage and updates as well. But Southern Iowa has done such a great job here representing our communities and the number one upsets that they've taken and been a part of here over the last day and a half. It's been astounding.
All right. Josh Yoder is going to be on the next mat available. It looks like it's going to be mat number two. So Josh Yoder, he is on the mat for the Sigourney Kyoto squad. Yoder, a senior. He's 35-5 coming into this tournament action. He takes the mat, and I'll get an ID on his opponent here in just one second. That is going to be Casey Pence from West Branch. So it's Pence from West Branch versus Yoder from Sigourney. Pence, 42-4 on the year, a junior. So winner of this one's going to stand on the medal stand. The loser is going to go home. So here we go. Off the whistle. Shot in there by Pence. Good sprawl counter by Yoder. Yoder from Sigourney, Kyoto there. Match sponsored by the Sigourney Tractor and Implement, John Deere dealership there in Sigourney. Now Yoder with Sprawl gets back up, puts a front headlock in, now tries to work a dresser dump, nothing doing there. Yoder, front headlock still in there, pushes Pence's head down to the mat. It's Josh Yoder from Sigourney Kyoto in a scoreless tie. 30 seconds gone here, first period action. It's a consolation elimination match, Class 1A, 145-pound action. Now both wrestlers still on their feet, 120 to go here in the first period. Get a little separation now, and a shot again by Pence. Pence aggressive here in the early going. Pence from West Branch.
Well, I got to tell you, another text coming in here. It's an honor to have Breyer and Dillon as student athletes. Proud of you guys from Coach Weilbrenner. Glad to have all of you Mohawk fans listening. I know you're very, very proud of both your wrestlers and your kids and your school. Great school system, great teachers, and they're having a great performance here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Still no score, 145-pound action. Class 1, 845 pounds. And Josh Yoder on his feet against Casey Pence from West Branch.
We got Jaron Glasser will be taking the mat just momentarily, folks. We will bring you those these two matches simultaneously.
That'd be Austin Vogel. Jaron Glasser already won.
Oh, heck, gosh darn it. I grabbed the wrong one.
Jaron Glasser pinned his kid in dominating fashion.
Yeah, he's going to watch me like a hawk.
Oh, yeah, we've got all kinds of wrestling action coming your way here on 96.7 KIIC, the live stream, and the Thunderbolt app on KIICradio.com. And don't forget our friends down there at 1490 The Jock. Okay, here's Josh Yoder with a duck under now. Tries with 8 seconds to go to get in position for the takedown. And 6-5, 4-3-2-1, and he does get the takedown as time expires. The officials confer, was it in time or not? They're having their conversation. Josh Yoder got out the back on a wild shot there by Pence, and they do give him the 2 points. After a conversation, and it took about 10 seconds there for the official to make sure, but it is a 2-point last second, first period takedown for Josh Yoder. He leads 2-0 as hey, I think we're just seconds away from Austin Vogel.
Yep, I've got the eyes on the mat here. 12:54. Christian, you keep an eye out for it. Christian Summers helping up here in the broadcast booth, getting his broadcast debut.
All right, Pence has down position to start the second period. His first move is a roll, and he gets a reversal with that side roll and almost puts Josh Yoder on his back. But Yoder, no stop and no spin, and he gets his own reversal to make it 4-2-2. The score should be 4-2. The official score doesn't have it that way, but it is 4-2. Now Yoder on top again, and he's going to try to put a leg in and get a leg ride going here. And, man, Yoder a little bit out of position here. He's on his back in danger of getting a defensive pin. Oh, watch out, Josh Yoder. Oh, okay, now Josh Yoder gets out of that one. He's in danger of giving up the reversal, though, folks. It's 4-2 right now. Josh Yoder on top, and now we might have a stalemate here. With 1:20 to go, Yoder, if he could just stand up, he will have a stalemate or a potentially dangerous. And Yoder still in control. Oh, there could be back points here. Back points. He's got Pence out of position. He's got Pence out of position. There's 1:05 left in the second period, and we got to have a stalemate called here. Nothing happening with 58 seconds, and there we get the stalemate. And the officials are going to need to get together and get this score right because they've got it at 3-2. It should be 4-2. And I'm confused what the score is on this match. They've got it. They've got the score 3-2 with Pence up. It looked to me like Yoder got that last second takedown.
Vogel over here on mat number five.
Hey, he got a takedown.
Yeah,
he
got a
like
takedown right out of the gate. He's taking on Bailey of Emmitsburg, who won in a 9-6 decision in his first consolation matchup. Bailey, only 20 contests coming into this as a senior.
Oh, Josh Yoder gets caught in a side roll, and now he's getting back points scored against him. So Yoder with back points against him there. See what the score rolls out after this. They did get the score corrected finally and made it 4-2, Yoder on top. But with that reversal there, he now trails 5-4. He's getting back points scored against him. Looks to me like he's got the three. So it's going to be 8-4, Yoder trailing now.
Right now it is Vogel from Pekin out in front of Bailey of Emmitsburg. Vogel out in front, 2-0, 42 seconds to go here in the first period. Vogel riding tough, now trying to get the cradle in. It's wiped away. 36 seconds to go, first period. It's Austin Vogel out in front.
Final period of action, Class 1A 145-pound elimination match. Josh Yoder trails by four. There has been a lot of rolls, side rolls, Granby rolls in this match. Yoder needs to get one himself, get a big five-point move here. It was a five-point move at the end of the second period that put Pence from West Branch on top.
Vogel gives up the escape now. He's right in on another single leg, trying to go to the double leg, but a sprawl out by his opponent that's really turned into maybe an aggression move here by his opponent from Emmitsburg. Both wrestlers hold on. It will go to a stalemate and will conclude the first period. 2-1, Austin Vogel out in front.
All right. Meanwhile, Josh Yoder being ridden hard by Casey Pence from West Branch. And Pence in there with a good hard ride. We've got a minute and 30 seconds left in that match in regulation. And Josh Yoder going to try to get out of there, get some back points, and make something happen for the Sigourney Kyoto squad. Stand up there by Yoder, hanging on is Pence. And there's a switch by Yoder, but with the leg in, Pence bends it off. Now Pence with a real hard cross face in the crossbody ride in there, and Yoder broken down with 106 to go. Need to have a stalemate or something here so Yoder can get back to his base and get some points.
Here is a deep double leg shot there by Vogel. He's in deep, but a sprawl out by Emmitsburg Bailey, and no takedown there. But Vogel's hanging on to those legs, and they're right at the edge of the mat now.
Vogel
Bailey trying to get around Vogel, and he might get the takedown, and he's going to get the takedown. Now he leads 3-2, 1:12 to go, second period. Both wrestlers started in the neutral position.
Josh Yoder in trouble here. He's getting back points scored on him with a stretched-out crossbody ride, power half. There's 22 seconds to go in that match, and Josh Yoder does not have an answer right here for Casey Pence at 145 pounds with that near fall. He will go down by the score of 10-4. So Yoder down 10-4. He led after the first period 2-0, went ahead 4-2, and now he's down 10-4.
Right now it is Vogel who got put into the cradle, something he's an expert at, and right now he's in trouble with back points being earned. 32 seconds to go. He's going to trail here 6-2 at a minimum, but trying to get out of that pinning combination, the cradle that was put on by Bailey of Emmitsburg. Three more back points, 6-2 now. Vogel trailing with 19 seconds to go, second period.
Well, that's going to be our sole focus, because while Austin Vogel was fighting out of that cradle, Josh Yoder was eliminated from this competition 10-4.
And the Vogel trailing 6-2 here, 3 seconds to go, second period. And we're going to move to the third period, the third and final period. Austin Vogel up peeking, trying to come back here. He gave up a takedown that turned into a cradle. And Vogel was in on the takedown, but a sprawl out and then a counter move by Bailey of Emmitsburg that turned into a cradle, that turned into back points, that's turned into a four-point lead for Bailey of Emmitsburg over Vogel. Vogel starts in the cover position to begin the third period.
Also want to comment on Caden Dahl from Linville Sully. He was injured in his quarterfinal match and does not look like he will take the mat for his consolation match. So he will have his day eliminated because of that injury that he sustained in the quarterfinal match.
Right now, Austin Vogel started in the top position to begin this third period. He trails by four, 1:27 to go in the third. Here's a stand-up, now the escape. Now, Vogel in on a double leg. But a sprawl out there by Bailey. But Vogel hanging on, trying to elevate. Bailey grabs that back leg of Vogel, back ankle, trying to avoid giving up the takedown. And this is where Vogel got in trouble the last time.
Well, he got stretched out a little bit on that long shot. There's a minute and 3 seconds to go in this 152-pound elimination match. And Austin Vogel knows where he's at in this match. He's got a minute and 2 seconds to go. He trails by five.
That was a stalemate call right there. And they'll reset right at the center of the mat. Here's another deep shot in there, a single leg on the left side. Vogel went for both, but came up with only one, and then a sprawl out again by Bailey of Emmitsburg. Bailey leads here 7-2 over Vogel. Now Vogel in trouble as Bailey steps across and gets the takedown, and now leads 9-2.
Boy, and you just wonder with that real hard match that Austin Vogel just got done grappling about an hour ago, if maybe Bailey doesn't have a little more gas in the tank right now.
Well, Coach Chapman talked about that. His wrestler coming off a loss, the other wrestler coming off of a win. That momentum has a funny way of staying in motion.
Well, right now it's a 9-2 lead, and Vogel in trouble here of being eliminated from this 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championship without a chance to go to the medal stand because Bailey there from Emmitsburg with a 9-2 lead, 8 seconds to go. I believe it's going to be Bailey to advance, but a great season for Austin Vogel. He came up here, wrestled hard yesterday, got a great big win, but he gets beat here in this elimination match. Heart goes out to Austin Vogel and really all the wrestlers that compete up here and have those heartbreak season-ending losses. You know, everybody's season is going to end, and there's only going to be one winner at the
well,
at the end.
You got to see the trueness of what takes place with these kids and these coaches. Coach Chapman met Vogel right at the edge of the mat, and they both gave each other a big hug. And we talked about that in our interview, Joe. You know, it's not just about wrestling. These coaches build a bond with their athletes, and they really do care about them, not just as wrestlers, but as human beings. And it's always tough for the coach to watch a guy they love and care about so much, you know, have to go through the feelings of defeat. But there are no losers when you walk off these mats, whether your hands raised high or the other guy has got the win, because just getting here is a tremendous feat.
And update on the alligator on Fridays during Lent. Found out that we got to go through proper channels, and we got to check in with the Diocese of Des Moines first and get a ruling from them on whether or not we can eat alligator meat on Fridays during Lent. And if they don't know, then they'll elevate it to the Pope. And we'll be waiting on that decision here and bring that to you as soon as we find out.
Looking down there at Joe Millage, he's wiping his face off right now. It looked like Lent didn't stop you from anything, but what are you chowing on there?
I'm so glad I'm not Catholic. I got a big old hot dog I'm working on.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong in so many ways. The good news is, Joe Sinclair, if we hang around long enough, we'll go down there and eat half of his meal because he's leaving it in his chair.
Oh, there's plenty of crumbs there to take care of after Jay Mill gets out of the recliner.
Well, we have a big contest coming up here at the heavyweight contest. Dylan Conley from Moravia is going to go out of here in just a second as we wind through the first session of day number two here. I want to give a couple of shout-outs here. Shout-out to Breyer and Dylan from the Moravia High School Science and History class. They're checking in from Moravia. We got Dylan coming up here in just a second. And thanks for the reminder about last night or about Moravia's game tonight. For those going to the Mohawk basketball game, the girls' basketball game, and what a great game that's going to be between them and Twin Cedars, they're going to have a whiteout. So make sure you wear your white tonight to the game.
All right.
And keep your radio right here and listen to this broadcast.
All right. Got Deuce Graham on the mail route down in Monroe County. He says, great job, John Jason. And Jay Mill needs to give us a raise.
Absolutely. Agree with you.
How about double it?
Absolutely. One thing he's raising over there is the recliner so his feet are propped up.
That would be what he'd want.
The recliner's going up and the food's going down. It's like an elevator over there. Look at him.
Well, we're going to have Dylan Conley up next in a feature match, and that's a 285-pound match. It'll be the last one that is brought to you today. So we'll have a few moments to recognize some sponsors on Thunder Country, KIIC, and the good folks over at the Jock. But Conley's opponent will be Drew George from Durant. And really, you size up that match, and you feel real good about Dylan Conley's chances. Conley came into this match... he'll be 38-9 with a loss that he got beat by Sur from Guthrie Center, the number one kid, and it was a fast pin. So Conley didn't waste a lot of energy, and I like his chance against George, 24-13 on the season.
Well, you know, these Moravia kids are tough-minded kids. They got great coaching with Coach Whitlow. They've actually spent a lot of time with the Albia wrestlers over the year, and Christian Summers, who's a part of the Albia wrestling team, joins in the broadcast booth. You guys kind of get to build a little bond with the Moravia Mohawk wrestling team this year.
Oh, yes, we do every year. I mean, in the summers, they come with us to the Nebraska camp, and then in the winters, when we have our winter break, they come and we wrestle, we play games, and we all get along, and we're all good friends. So
Dylan's a super nice kid, and Breyer, and you know, I know that all the Albia kids are rooting for them today as well. And feeling pretty proud about your teammates. Their big night last night.
Oh yeah, very proud both of Moravia and Albia and our conference in general. we're displaying how well we are at wrestling, and it's great, and I can't wait to see Albia second round here. So
we're going to bring Dylan Conley next. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back and get some of your texts. We want to hear from you. Where are you listening from? If it's a math class, science class, or maybe it's down the hall here at Wells Fargo Arena. Could be on the beach in Hawaii, Joe. You never know. We've got a listener everywhere.
It's the World Wide Web on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. Iowa High School Wrestling.
Send us a text on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-931-0963. 641-931-0963, your Southern Iowa Technology text line. See Larry Shepard and his guys, and they'll get you all teched up. We'll be right back. High fidelity, high above the match from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. You're listening to the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal. We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Becky Tino with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Do you know a graduating senior? If so, be sure to let them know that Sheraton Valley Electric is now accepting scholarship applications. To qualify, students must enroll in a full-time undergraduate or graduate course of study in an accredited 2- or 4-year college, university, or vocational or technical school. All applicants, parents, or guardians are required to be members of Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in order to be eligible. Recipients will be chosen on a combination of academic achievements, demonstrated leadership abilities, goals and aspirations, as well as a written essay. For more information or to receive an application, contact Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative at 641-932-7126, visit our website at www.cvrec.com, or visit with your high school guidance counselor. Applications must be postmarked or received in the cooperative office by March 30th, 2013.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. High above the mats, high fidelity from the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth. Heck, booth, this is a suite. Jay Mill chilling down the way. He's keeping the app updated, and he's got his own little casista. And we're going to go down to Jay Mill here in just a second. But the texts keep rolling in fast and furious. Tim Solinger listening in from the Soup Wagon. Mohawk Nation following Breyer and Dylan on Thunder Country. Shout out to the Albia wrestlers and our cousins from Moravia. Good luck, Dylan, from Bob at Hoffman Auto. The radio is on out in the timber while cutting wood. Go, Dylan. Go, Dylan, from a whole room of third, fourth, and fifth graders. Can you make some noise for me? Come on, third, fourth, and fifth graders, teacher. Sit back, relax. We're going to make some noise for you here this morning. All right, Jay Mill, let's get us an update of the things you're putting on the absolutely brand-new, first-class, state-of-the-art, technology-first type of app.
Yeah, the new Thunderbolt app is out there. It's free. We just introduced it this week. We're still working through a few kinks, but by and large, it's keeping things updated with the local reports of the high schoolers here. So just search for Thunderbolt or KIIC, and you'll see it. You'll see our streaming one there, as well as the new Thunderbolt, which will have other local coverage as well, like local school closings, ag prices from Quality Ag, etc., local news, and much more. Let's get you up to date on the team scores, Jason. Currently in Class 1A, Albertette is way out front with 61.5 points. Emmitsburg with 43 points, and West Marshall State Center got in a little bit of hot water earlier. They have 37 points, and then Woodbury Central Mobile, 34.5. Then Eddyville Blakesburg has flowed in here to number five, so fifth place, and that's as we are at this moment. Obviously, lots of wrestlers still alive here for Eddyville Blakesburg, so a chance to continue advancing, but not very many points separate Eddyville Blakesburg in second place, so we'll see how that goes. All right, Class 2A, it's Davenport Assumption in first place with 30 points, then West Delaware Manchester, and it's followed by Charles City, Mediapolis, Union LaPorte City, Bondurant Farrar, and Albia is in at 11th place. And, of course, Class 2A coming up later this afternoon. And then Class 3A, some of the action you've been hearing today. Our current team standings have Southeast Polk way out there at 68.5 points, followed by Bettendorf, Cedar Rapids Prairie, Waverly, Shell Rock, Lindmar, Marion. And let's see if I can find Oski is down here in 18th place as a team. But team points are one thing. It's the results on the mat, the individuals that really matter, and we'll send it back to you and your with Coach.
Before Chapman. I let you go, buddy, are you cleaned up? Did you bring your little shop back up with you, one of those little handy shop back things, battery powered?
I don't need it because I've got a crew that comes in here and takes care of me.
Easy on us now. But hey, here's what I want to ask you, man. First of all, the new app, one of the things I just absolutely find fascinating, and when we recap each night, we're able to go to that app, and at the bottom, along the bottom of the app, that's totally free, you can push the button, and you give us a total breakdown of every match.
That's right.
Tell us how to do that. I want the listeners to know how they can actually do that.
Well, if you go to the app and bring it up, you'll find the sports tab on the main page, and then you'll see Pops Wrestling, 1A, 2A, 3A, the tournament schedule, and also the team standings, and you just click on that, and you'll see all the results right there. Now, we've been giving you mostly local results, but we're going to convert that here this afternoon, and you'll see all of the wrestlers' results coming in. We've been because there are so many matches and so many wrestlers, it's just almost impossible to keep it up to date with everybody, but that's going to change here pretty quick. So, by the way, one more comment here, not to change the subject, but they did make an announcement on the PA earlier. There's still tickets available for tomorrow night's championship round right here.
Great job out of you, Jay Mill. Get back to work there and dust off the old recliner. We got Coach Coach Al Chapman with us. This interview brought to you by Copeland Auto Body. Coach Chapman, head coach of the Pekin Panthers. Coach Austin Vogel, I saw the embrace you guys had off the mat. That's always a difficult moment. One, you feel the disappointment for Austin, but you also feel the jubilation of knowing the experience you guys have just went through.
Oh yeah, that's always a tough part about this weekend when you see especially a senior get off the mat. And And the whole Vogel family, as far as that goes, you know, his oldest brother Ryan is a three-time qualifier, two-time place winner. Andy was a two-time qualifier. Austin now a two-time qualifier. And obviously none of those guys had their dreams captured to be getting on top of the podium. And then I might add their dad, Doug, you know, when it started, he was a qualifier. I don't know how many years ago that was. Maybe they didn't even wrestle on mats back then. I don't know. but you know, I'm not really looking forward to getting up in the tunnel with Doug and Lisa. That's going to be a heartbreaker. And, you know, it is what it is. And this sport brings out the best in kids, and they'll remember this the rest of their lives, and it'll make them tough. As they get knocked down in their matches throughout life, you know, they'll be able to get back up and get back after it, and that's the way the sport works. And
as a coach, one of the things I've come to really appreciate is that, you know, you don't always see the fruits of your labors. Today, as a coach, you got to see the sweat, the blood, the jubilation, the tears, all those things that you see from your players here on these mats. But the labor of your work, you really don't see it until 20 or 30 years later when they have their own kids and you see them on the street. That's really when you start to see what's being done. The things that are done on these mats, they're momentary.
Yeah.
It's the things in life that are going to matter most.
Yeah, you know, the state champion is great, but, you know, if a kid that you coached comes back 2 years from now and just says thank you,
calls you coach 10 years later. Is there really a better feeling?
That's neat. It is neat. It makes it worth it. It really does. So, no, I've been really honored and blessed to be able to coach all three of the Vogel boys, and it's been a blast. So, but to be honest with you, after tomorrow night's finals, I've already got the itch. I'm ready to start putting things together and strap it back on and get after the kids we got left in the room.
Well, there is no off season ever in any sport, and particularly in today's day and age. And I think there's more of a passion, but there's really more of a demand to make sure you're honing your skills 24/7, 365.
You just can't throw the shoes in the closet and expect to pull them out next November. And
well, speaking of that forward-looking concept, there, Coach Chapman. You look at your conference next year. Who do you see improving in the conference? Of course, I'm going to assume that you plan on your squad showing improvement, and you got a lot of good young wrestlers there. But you've got Cardinal in that conference. Is Sigourney Kyoto there as well?
They're not in our conference, but we see them a couple times. And it was congrats to the Ryan Cale there from Cardinal. Yeah. It's good to see him get a win today. He's a good young man. We're always rooting for him if he's not wrestling against us. Obviously, in our conference itself, we're made up of 2A and 1A schools. And Meeple will obviously be front runner in the conference, running away with it again probably next year. But after that, the next tier, it's a dogfight. It's who can bring their A game to the mat. And I'm looking for us to be in that top half. The numbers may not be on the mat, but what we have, we've got some good work ethic going.
You always have really tough kids. You look at Pekin for wrestling and for football. You guys always really have very tough kids, and your basketball program has been on the rise as well.
Yeah, they're doing well. I heard they had a big win last night. So, we're looking forward to it, getting back into it and getting again. We're looking at summer camps already and what we can do. The coaching staff is constantly working it. Like I said, it's not just throwing the shoes in the closet right now and get them out in November. We're doing something every month, every week, thinking wrestling all the time, reading up. And, the coaching staff is still learning. You just can't come out and say, hey, I know everything, because, there's five of us on staff right now, and I guarantee you we don't all know everything. But it's a good mix that we can slap everything, the knowledge of the five of us on there, and we can try to bring the best out of each kid. And
well, we want to thank everybody that listens in on 96.7, and especially Copeland Auto Body, proud sponsor of the Panther wrestling program, Coach Chapman. And it's been a true pleasure. You're a gentleman, and thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And
thanks again for doing what you do, taking this back home, and it's great.
Will you tell the Krause family over there in Packwood and Pekin Country that the short, fat Summers kid from Albion says hello?
We'll take care of that. Thanks again, guys.
Coach, congratulations. Outstanding season. Congratulations to Austin Vogel. He has donned these historic mats, and we're going to move along here as we continue to bring you this exclusive 2013 Iowa State High School wrestling coverage. And on deck, Dylan Conley is on deck. And Brian Baker listening in right now from at work. And I got to give a shout-out real quick. Give it to all you got, Dylan. Believe in you. From Aunt Patty, back keeping the office going at Summers Insurance in Albion.
We're on mat four, folks. It's Moravia Mohawk. Dylan Conley, he's up against Drew George from Durant. The wrestlers strap on their leg bands. It'll be green for Durant and red for Moravia. So the Moravia Mohawks root for the red right now. Shake hands at the middle of the match. 285-pounders. And we're underway. This is a consolation elimination match. Moravia Mohawks trying to keep their 285-pounder going. We heard Briar Cochran win earlier today. He will wrestle again. Okay, we're tied up at the center of the mat. 143 remains in this final match of the session. This will be the final match of the session. It's at the very bottom of the 285-pound consolation bracket. Dylan Conley from Moravia. He had a big win yesterday. Tough loss in a quick pin to start things off for his action today. That came at the hands of Dylan Sewer from Guthrie Center. And now Sewer will go for a semifinal chance, while Conley tries to stave off elimination here. His opponent is Drew George from Durant. Okay, they're off the mat. No shot being taken yet, and we see that a lot at these 285-pound matches. A lot of pummeling, the wrestlers trying to get some type of velocity, momentum going, get a throw going. And there's a double leg shot by Conley, and he's got a bear hug going now, but it's at the edge of the mat. Okay, he brings him to the center, and he's got him on his back. Dylan Conley got him on his back. He gets the bear hug, steps over, gets him on his back, scores back points. If he could get him back onto the mat, he's off the mat. If he could get him on the mat, he will pin him. But the out-of-bounds circle is too close, and Dylan Conley goes out of bounds with a he gives up the escape there, but he gets
to get the three back points.
Oh, yeah. So it's 5-1, yep. Folks. 5-1. It's a great job there by Dylan Conley. Got in there on a double leg. A sprawl off the mat by George from Durant. But Conley, man, he would have had that pin locked up. But he tried to pull him back onto the mat, and George got loose just as he was trying to get him back on the mat.
Go get him, Dylan, from Mrs. Witt's class checking in. Go Mohawks from Southern Iowa and Southern Iowa wrestlers from the Ewing family.
All right, there's 15 seconds left here in the first period. A big lead for Dylan Conley. Oh, and there is a hip throw by George.
Oh, my.
He puts him on his back, and with 4 seconds to go, Dylan Conley in trouble. The score now is going to be 6-5 if Dylan Conley can avoid being pinned.
He holds on, but man, that was so quick.
That was a hip toss there by George. It looked like Dylan Conley was going to try to set up that that's double leg again.
And his opponent's hurt, Joey. It looks like he's holding that that left shoulder.
Well, he is holding his left shoulder or his left elbow. His left shoulder's heavily taped. They're looking at it right now. And this is an injury timeout. Yeah. There are 90 seconds of it, and I'm keeping track on my timepiece here how this injury timeout's going to go. They've got the official scores going, and there is a grimace on the face of Dylan George, and I hope he's able to continue because this is a great match, folks. 6-5 the score at 285 pounds. Dylan Conley trails now. He got a big five-point move to start the scoring with a bear hug to the back on George. George escaped at the edge of the mat, and we've got an injury timeout for George now. George had a real big hip toss, put Dylan Conley to his back as time expired in the first period, and it was a good thing that was near the end of the period because George was in trouble, or Conley was in trouble on that one.
Go, Dylan, and D-Train, baby, from Coach Weinbrenner sent that one in. Go, Dylan. Jane in the high school office. Jane, you getting any work done today?
Oh, man. And
I doubt
folks,
it.
There is only 30 seconds of injury time left, and the coaching staff from Durant out there with the medical staff on George, and I just hope that he's all right. Drew George, hate to see his season end this way. Dylan Conley, I know he wants to compete and beat Drew George on points or by a pin to advance that way. Nobody likes to see an injury. We've already seen Cade Dahl from Linville Sully, that was Linville Sully go down. And that is the end of the injury timeout, and Dylan Conley advances by injury default, folks. Injury default win for Dylan Conley, and that will conclude this session's wrestling. My goodness, Jason, a surprise ending. So, Moravia Mohawks fans, I'm sure there's no joy and elation about the way that it happened, and our hearts go out to Drew George from Durant. Tough way for his season to end, but Dylan Conley will advance, and really kind of a freaky deal on an offensive move, a hip toss by the Durant wrestler. He gets injured and taken out of the competition on an injury.
And it was the move that he put on. It was the move that he put on. They landed on that shoulder of his, and that did it. And Dylan Conley will move on. Dylan was looking pretty darn tough in that match as well, but he'll keep on keeping on along with Briar Cochran. Are we going to move to 3A next, Joe?
We got 3A. That was the last one for 1A. What am I thinking? Yeah, we've got 3A action coming your way, folks. Consolation matches.
They're going to start the 106 matches out here just
And we should just mention, too, Conley can, finish as high as third.
Go all the way to third place, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm a little bit deflated at the end of that. I hate to see a kid get hurt, especially in such a violent manner like that. Sometimes a kid gets hurt, a little sprain or twist, and you can't really see it. But when it happens that fast.
We're moving to 3A consolations.
And I think our first consolation match we're going to be looking at is going to be... who are we going to be watching here, Jason?
Well, we've got McGinnis coming up at 126. Let's see here. It's Caves of Oskaloosa.
Hmm. Yep, we got that one. So
let's see here.
I'll just pull up the brackets here. While
you know, we just get moving too fast, and I don't know if...
I tell you what we do have. We got time for a break to set up.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Let's hear from our sponsors and give us a chance to reset here. From the Community First Credit Union Broadcast Suite, high above the mats, high fidelity, we will return back to the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Check out these supervised at Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton and Albia, open 7 days a week. There's a super buy on Surefine mac and cheese dinners, 3 for 99 cents. Ragu cheese or pasta sauce, $1.79. Smucker's grape jellies or jam, 32-ounce jars, $1.69. Surefine peaches, pears, and fruit cocktail, 3 for $4. For supervised savings, shop Jim and Charlie's.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People State Bank. Rather you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People State Bank, we offer 20 and 30 year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Nate Cave's going to go out for Oskaloosa here as we bring you this live 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling coverage from Community First Credit Union Broadcast Suite, high above the mats, high fidelity. And you can check out our new app by going to the iPhone App Store or the Android Market and download the app for free, and it will get you everything and then some that you need to...